Laugh Time on the Don and Mike Show.
This is Colleen from Survivor. I mean, I was your biggest fan growing up listening to WABC.
Oh, my God. The hottest one on the island is a fan of our show.
Did you have your first thank God when you were listening to us?
At 8 o'clock in the morning at my parents' house? I don't think so.
That meant your first period.
Oh, dear.
Well, see, we haven't changed at all, you see?
I know. Okay, no shockers there. Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
You have no brain.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live 4 hours every weekday from the studios of WJFK. Nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
Turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
If they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
The Don and Mike Show. You can get it.
Yeah.
Move to your left.
Glory.
Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
The best thing you're going to find.
Glory.
The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. Toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Bibby's great peripheral vision, huh?
Well, you know, that's what Don meant when he said he's a head job in the first part of the show.
No, he's a head case.
A head case.
No, that's not what
he said. A head case.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, it's my happiest time of the day, but I can say to you, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, the highly underappreciated Philip Robert Jonathan Hoffenbeck. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Glory. Hi, Rob.
Hi. Just hearing Phil's voice, it just reminded me.
What?
I was supposed to call him today.
Why?
He wanted to be woken up and fed a cherry pie. And I first, before we open, I must say,
yeah,
it's coming.
The telethon.
The telethon is coming.
The Jerry Lewis telethon.
We got our press release today. Telethon's coming.
Jerry's coming.
Jerry's coming.
Glory. All right, come on, move on.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Queenies and all the ships at sea. Hey, doing another live show today because Jack Nicklaus's mother would have wanted it that way.
Sure.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. New episode coming at you on Thursday, August 17. Telephone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. Right, translated 877-365-3636. I know everybody wants to talk about Survivor.
Yep.
Everybody wants to talk about the other events of the day.
Mm-hmm.
However, we will accept no calls until we get at least two more women.
For
tomorrow's strip trivia.
That's right.
Sorry. You made us do it.
Strip
yeah, of course you did.
To be like this.
And a room full of exhibitionists.
Yeah,
you make us hurt you.
I know. I mean, it's tough love, and it works.
We have not hit this as hard as we should have all week long.
No,
and,
we haven't.
Today, we're going to hit it hard.
Hit it real hard.
We have four girls for strip trivia, and we're playing strip trivia tomorrow with a trip to the White Stallion Boner Ranch in Tucson, Arizona.
With your host, Don Geronimo.
First prize, second prize, $500. Strip trivia, everybody loves it, but we got to have at least two more girls.
Right.
So until those girls call,
right,
our phones
they are a closed.
Yeah, it's really a great prize, and, you know, we don't like to be tough love, but we have to be.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. Now, Lisa is standing by. Lisa, her last name, what's that? Lisa Flutter?
Fluffer.
Lisa Fluffer is standing by.
Very good.
And as soon as girls call, she'll let us know. And when we get two more girls for tomorrow's strip trivia, then that's it. The phone banks will be open.
And, of course, we will... Now, will we have our alternates? Will we accept any alternates if we suddenly, surprisingly, get a flood of women calling in today?
Sure. And there's Lisa Flutter right now. Please answer the telephones.
Fluffer.
I'm sorry. Was it Flutter?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Fluffer. Answer the phones. Chop, chop. Get those overalls out of here. Go answer the phones now. Find us some women. Send us your women.
She runs out.
So call now, and when we get the women we need for strip trivia, then we'll get the guys, and we can all open up the phones and have a regular dialogue. Now, if you're listening now,
yes.
Even though we're not going to take calls until we get these women, it's an opportune time to listen, because on today's show, we have a free trip to give away.
Ooh, very exciting.
And we're going to write a story today.
We haven't done that in a while.
We're going to write a story and give you a chance to win a free WWF trip to Raleigh, North Carolina, to see all of your favorite WWF superstars in WWF SummerSlam.
And I think Raleigh might be called the bosom of the WWF.
Mike, excuse me. Let's take a telephone call.
Excellent.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up? I want to play strip trivia.
How old are you, honey?
That's the thing. I'm only 20 years old, and they said I can't play.
Well, I don't know why you can't play if you're 20.
I don't either. I think it should be fine.
I think it's got to be 21.
I think it's...
Why? What kind of rule is that?
I thought 18 was the cutoff.
I don't know. We'd have to ask the producer.
Hold on. I bet the producer's calling in. Hold on a second. Hello?
The reason for 21 is that an 18-year-old could still be in high school, and we cannot have high school students playing our naked games.
Well, what about a 20-year-old?
21.
What if she got a high school diploma?
21.
21.
And no lunch for Mike.
Yeah, I know.
You're a bad man. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Sorry, honey.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry, you got to be 21.
Well, that sucks.
I know. Can you get a fake ID?
I have a fake ID.
Well, then.
Would that be okay?
Well, then, call back.
Right.
All right, goodbye. Right.
Call back. Okay, back to the trip to Raleigh, North Carolina.
It's always an adventure on this show, isn't it?
WWF trip to SummerSlam. So, if you're listening to the show now, you're in a very advantageous position to win the trip, because we're going to start writing a story now, and every once in a while, we'll stop the show today, and we'll add three words at a time, and by the end of the show, we'll have a wonderful story written. We ask you to call in, read us the entire story to prove to us that you've been listening to the whole show. You do that.
Good.
Boom. You're on the airplane. You're going down to Raleigh for WWF SummerSlam.
Cool. Excellent.
Here is the first line of your WWF trip story.
Okay.
We need more women for strip trivia because... Okay. I thought this time we'd go with something not so much as a personal attack on one of the people who works here, but a chance still to work our snappy repartee into a story. So your first line is, we need more gals for strip trivia.
There's the potential for self-deprecation here.
Oh, yeah. Because, and we'll start with Buzz.
We.
Mike.
Second word is can't.
Sustain. So here's the beginning. Here's the beginning of the story. We need more gals for strip trivia because we can't sustain.
There you have it.
Good night, everybody. Now we're going to continue with the story throughout the show. At various times, we'll just stop down and we'll say, here are three more words. You know how this works. We do this all the time. Prove to us that you're listening to the whole show today, all 4-plus hours, and you might win the trip to Raleigh for WWF SummerSlam. Okay?
That's right.
Gotcha.
That's good. So remember, gosh, I wonder where this story's going.
Now, somebody should tell Lisa, I see she's just screening regular calls.
We don't want to talk to people.
Well, where's Lisa Fluffernutter?
Lisa Fluffernutter.
Lisa.
Hey, come here for a second, Lisa.
It's like Mary Hartman. Lisa Fluffernutter.
Okay, Lisa, I see that you're screening regular calls.
Yes, sir.
We don't want to talk to anybody until we get at least two more girls for strip trivia.
You got it. I'll go hang up on...
You've been broken, too. I just, you know, you've definitely been broken. We've never checked in with you, but your spirit is broken, isn't it? Is it effective to say your spirit is broken?
No.
You still have...
Oh, no, look at her. Her spirit has been broken.
Yeah, I've noticed that this week.
I love working with you guys.
I think that she loves working with us.
But there's a certain excitement that everybody has when they first come to work here.
I think she hates working with Charlie Broyhill.
Yeah. Has Charlie broken your spirit, Lisa?
You may speak freely in this forum without fear of repercussion.
We will protect you. He will not be able to attack you based on what you say here.
There have been times where my feelings have been hurt.
There you go.
By Charles Loring Broyhill.
There have been times where my feelings that have been
hurt. He's totally broken her.
All right.
You remember her? This is bounce off the walls.
She's
Lisa.
Happy and perky. And
bubbly.
Stuff.
But it's good, too, because she's kind of settled into, you know, the way it's where we all are here.
I mean, you know that we yell at you sometimes when you come in here and you just run your mouth too much. But you know that that's all done in good spirit.
It's all for the show.
Yeah.
I have people call me all the time. How can you let them talk to you like that? And people just don't understand. It's entertainment. This is a show that you gentlemen do and that occasionally I get to be a small part of.
And what people don't realize is that when we do that, Lisa has the opportunity to just wail on us when we come out of the studio.
Like
physically.
That.
Absolutely.
Physically.
I mean, just pounding. Just go, stop it, you son of a bitch.
All right, get out of here. I don't think we... Hey, hold on. Who says how can they talk to you like that? What have we ever said... Hold on. Come here. What have we ever said to you that's that bad?
Like when you first started calling me one of your bitches,
Oh, well, that's a love name, though.
And I think we both have been curt with her when time was of the essence.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. It's all for...
No, it doesn't bother you. I noticed that. That's one of the things that
that's
we like about you, Lisa. It doesn't bother you.
Huh. Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
All right, see ya.
See ya. Bye. That's my bitch. That's my bitch. I'm her daddy. She's my bitch. Hello, John and Mike show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Susan.
Susan, you're calling for?
Strip trivia.
Yeah, bravo.
Getting us ever closer to opening up the telephone lines.
Very good.
For everyone. Susan, where are you from?
Sterling, Virginia.
Okay, good place to be from. And how old are you?
I'm 23.
23.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She might be 18, but as long as she got an ID that says 23, we're cool with that.
Not our fault.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, Buffy.
Excelente.
Buffy the Elston Slayer. Well, listen, Susan, you're welcome to come down tomorrow, and thank you for calling.
All right.
Hold on a second, please. Okay, that's five girls for tomorrow, but we need... at least two more.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
we got to have backups.
Susan, you know, was excited, but you know, there's that sound when it's like, "We'll see you tomorrow." Okay.
Yeah, we got to have our backup.
Absolutely.
So listen, I know all the lines are ringing now, and I promise, as soon as two more women call to sign up for strip trivia tomorrow, we will talk to everybody.
I wanted to tell you something because I think you might be amused to know this.
What?
Something my wife and I are planning on doing. And we might be doing it as soon as, you know, the next time we have a little time off.
Are you getting a divorce?
No, we're not getting a divorce. Okay. We actually are, I'm kind of like doing something you wanted to do a few years back. And this is like a spur of the moment thing, but we're really going to go through with it, I'm pretty sure.
Are you going to chop her head off?
No.
What are you going to do?
We're taking a motorcycle riding course.
Well, you guys, hadn't you talked about doing that a while ago?
We drive by the Harley places. There are a lot of them around here. And we do every time we're in the car together and we have any free time and we drive by, we always stop and look at them. And we walk in. You know, Laura's only 4'10 and a half, so I get in and I sit on the motorcycle and she hops on and she rides on the back of it. And we just sit there and kind of like really like idiots sitting in the showroom floor going... But every time I walk in there, I also realize that I do not have even the slightest clue how to do it. And I know... Did you take the course?
Yeah, when I bought the motorcycle, didn't tell Frida, bought the motorcycle, got the insurance... Took the course at Nova.
I hear the course is great.
The course is a lot of fun. You just ride around orange cones, and they teach you.
And the course,
to ride a motorcycle.
What I was told is that the course, by the end of the course, you know whether it's for you or not, too, whether you want to do it or whether you don't want to do it.
And as it turns out, I knew it was for me. My wife, however, knew that it was not for me, and that was... one of the big vetoes that she said, get rid of the motorcycle.
Well, Laura's already got it. I mean, we haven't even, you know, got signed up for the course yet. We already have a list of where I can ride and where I can't. You know.
Well, good.
So I'll let you know.
Good for you. I'm jealous.
I wanted to let you know early on. And
I'm very jealous.
But I didn't know whether you had taken the course or whether you had.
Yeah, I did. It was great fun.
So I'm looking forward to it. And apparently it's very crowded, so you have to get on a waiting list.
The only time I was actually able to ride the motorcycle that I bought before my mommy made me take it back.
And I think if I get a motorcycle, I'm going to get a fat boy.
Oh, sure.
I mean, how can you not purchase that?
Oh, Mike, hold on.
Ah, good.
Just a second.
Hey.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, it's Amy.
Hey, Amy.
Can you not say my last name on the air, please?
Of course. All right, don't worry. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Arlington right now. But
Arlington, VA.
Amy, let me ask you before we ask any other questions. Are you going to go through with this?
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
The answer is yes.
You promise?
Yes, I promise. It's at 4 o'clock tomorrow, right?
4 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
You got to be here at 4 p.m. tomorrow for Strip Trivia.
4 p.m. tomorrow.
How old are you?
I am 23.
23. What do you do, Amy?
I work in television and radio, actually. Downtown.
This is not Amy Roadblock, is it? The hottie who's up in the helicopter?
Oh, no, I wish. They only have one helicopter for all the television stations around here. It's ridiculous.
Are you on camera?
No, not right now. I hope to be. Actually, I'm an actress, too.
Oh, well, this is a great way to further that.
You have no inhibitions. That's what acting's all about, to release your inhibitions.
Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
People tell me Molly Ringwald a lot.
This would be our second Molly Ringwald in this edition of Strip Trivia.
Oh, really? You're going to have two Molly Ringwalds. That's not good.
Well, I'm sure you'll look
actually
different.
Actually, I'm Jennifer Grey after the nose job.
Okay, see, that's much better than Molly Ringwald.
That's
Grey before the nose job is better than Molly Ringwald.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, don't be nervous. It's a lot of fun.
Hold on there, Amy. Thank you.
All right, sure.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
Okay.
We need at least two more.
Yes, we do. Yeah, big time.
Just to make sure. Because, you know, these girls who have been calling today are very nice, but
extremely tentative.
I don't know. You know, they're nervous.
A little shaky.
They're nervous Nellies.
Sometimes the tentative ones on the phone are tentative because they actually are going to do it, and they've already made that decision. You know, it's the ones that are like, yeah, looking forward to it. I look like Julia Roberts. Hang up. I'm not going.
So listen, let me know what happens with the motorcycle thing. I'm goddamn jealous of that.
Well, what it is, you know, getting the time for the course, taking the course, deciding if, you know, and I'll know by the end of the weekend, and then the fun part starts if I really want to do it.
Buying the motorcycle.
Because I'm really aware of the, you know, the fact that people call them donor cycles and stuff like that. And, you know, I just don't know whether it's going to be my cup of tea. I think I've ridden a bike a couple of times in my life, but boy, they're just, you know, I mean, it's so cool.
I love them.
When you see those things. They're beautiful machines. You can't help but stare at them.
I'm sure you'd be able to have room for them in your house. You just move the slot machines out. Oh, hold on.
Oh, good.
It's happening again.
Very good.
Spontaneous action on our telephones.
Excellent.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Maria.
Oh, Maria. Where are you calling from?
Sterling, Virginia.
Another Sterlingite. Mm-hmm. How old are you, Maria?
25.
You want to play the game tomorrow?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. My husband said, why don't you go on it? And I said, sure.
Hey, terrific.
That's good.
I believe in this. I know Maria will be here.
When a girl says her husband says to go ahead and do it, you know it's a sure thing.
She'll be there.
Big time. How old are you, Maria?
25.
And who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
My husband says Jenny Garth.
Oh, come on down.
Yeah, baby.
Come on down. Hold on, please.
Hold on.
Okay, we need just one more.
Yeah, we're on a roll here.
Just one more girl,
and
the lines will be open for everybody, and then very soon we'll open up and we'll take the guys, which is no problem.
Sure.
I mean, you know, it takes us 4 days to get a bunch of girls together. It takes us 5 minutes to get the guys.
Yeah, that last one, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Oh, so one more girl, and then, you know, the Berlin Wall comes down, and I promise we'll take your phone call.
Good.
Well, listen, I got my car back today.
Yeah.
Hey!
All right!
I got the car back. The threat worked yesterday.
Good.
The threat to talk about the place on the air.
Well, I'm glad they smartened up.
You know, and I haven't said their name, and I'm not going to say their name.
Right. No, they gave you your car back.
But I just want to say they're pricks, because they called the radio station because they were concerned that I was going to talk about them today on the air, even though they've had my car in the shop since
May 31st.
Oh, so their concern was directed at whether you were going to say something on the air when perhaps their concern should have been directed at a customer.
Right.
You know, and providing the customer with you know, good service.
Because apparently they're advertisers, and, you know, I love our advertisers.
Sure.
They keep the show going. God bless our advertisers. But listen, just because they're advertisers, if they've got a product that's crap or they treat someone like they're crap,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't care. But anyway, the bluff worked because I got my car back. Now, God knows I'm going to drive home tonight and the engine's going to fall out of it.
Who knows?
All I hope is that it stays together long enough for me to get it to CarMax tomorrow to sell it.
Sure. So when you went to pick the car up, did you get the impression that they were aware of what had been said?
When I walked in this place, and you know, the guy who I dealt with, the service manager, he's a sweetheart. He's a great guy. He has been a straight shooter with me all the way with the problems with this car.
Right.
He's the only guy I really had contact with. When I walked in today to pick up the car, I immediately knew every head in the place was turning around and looking at it.
Now, do you have to go through the showroom, like where the sales guys are?
No. It's a separate service area.
So this is all service people.
So
that
this is like eight different terminals with service managers, and they all looked at me. And as I walked by, I could feel them staring at me, and I heard one of them say, "Think we should wash it for him?"
Ooh.
I don't know. Do you think he needs it washed? And I was, you know, not saying anything.
Oh, F them.
Just walked down.
Damn.
Just walked down, got my paperwork, got the car.
That's BS. I'd say, how long has it been seriously since you've had it?
May 31st, and today is August 17th. Do the math. It's almost 3 months. Oh, hold on.
Oh, good. Hey.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. Hello.
My friend and I want to do this strip trivia.
Your friend and you do?
Yes.
Well, that would be wonderful. Two girls for the price of one.
Just a friend.
Yeah, what's your name?
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Where are you from?
Washington. I live in the city.
Okay, and your friend? What's her name?
Daisy.
Daisy. It's Jackie and Daisy.
I love the alias names. They're wonderful.
And how old are you girls?
I'm 25 and she's 24.
Beautiful. Who's the celebrity you gals think you most resemble?
People say I look like Brooke Shields.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I don't really know who she looks like.
Was she hot?
She's definitely cute.
Definitely cute.
Okay. That's good enough for us.
Mm-hmm. You want to come down and play tomorrow?
Yes.
You're not jerking our chain, right?
No, because we want to win.
Beautiful. Thank you. Hold on, girls. I believe that will officially close out the ban on the telephone.
Yay!
Very good.
Good job, ladies.
We want to thank everybody.
Day.
That is proof that martial law works.
Mm-hmm.
Martial law, and I don't mean Marshall Mathers. I mean martial law works.
Fantastic.
You shut down the phones and the girls come a-running.
Hey, it sounds, the potential is pretty terrific for strip trivia tomorrow.
Good show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Lots of pants, bras, drop it on the floor tomorrow.
Woo-hoo!
Got plenty of naked people tomorrow. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody give me a list. Let me know exactly how many people we have.
Good.
On the female side, very soon we'll open up the lines and let you guys call in. Okay?
Now this is for the ladies, you know, and I always remind ladies of this, that if, you know, tomorrow comes along, we have some of the no-shows, there might be a last-minute opportunity for you to come down tomorrow. So be listening to the show. If we do get some no-shows, you know, we might open it up.
Tomorrow's going to be a first. No-shows.
You think so?
No.
All right.
I just said that because I thought it would sound good.
It does.
Who knows?
Good.
One of these times we're going to do one of these games where everybody shows.
We've had strip trivias where it's been almost a full compliment.
A full house. Beautiful.
Compliment.
We need the minimum 5-on-5.
All right.
And I think we got more than that now. If Lisa Flutternutter would get the list in here, get her big overalls in here.
Fluffernutter.
Then we can, what did I call her?
Flutternutter.
Flutternutter. We can move on to the guys.
All right.
So I go in the car place today,
mm-hmm.
and I get a list. And I get, you know how when you bring your car in for service, you normally get a one-page printout?
Mm-hmm.
I received an 8-page printout today. Now, keep in mind...
Lemon!
Keep in mind that when I went in, the check engine light came on.
Right. Uh-huh.
Here is what they did to my car.
When you sat in it, did it smell lemony fresh?
No, it did not.
You would think, you know, they put that lemon air freshener in there.
This is the first entry, May 31st. Customer states, check engine light, lamp illuminates. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then it says, Tech 1 found turbo has failed. Provided customer with courtesy loaner. Then I got the car back, and on the very same day that I got it back, which was 3 weeks later, I brought it back because it says, customer states, accelerates badly, smoke from rear, smoke from under hood, oil light came on today. Check oil pressure, perform compression test, perform cylinder leakage test, remove and replace oil pan, check for slugging, remove and replace both turbos, found one turbo bad, found oil line needs replacement, and the expansion tank leaks.
God.
Installed good turbo and replaced failed turbo, replaced oil line, remove and reinstall catalytic converter to remove broken parts from the failed turbo to the converter and the expansion tank.
Jesus.
Now,
it's called building a car.
Then,
good God, that's incredible.
Then they take the car out to test drive it. Car fails.
Just fails? Is that what they said? Car
fails? Car fails. Tow in.
Oh, so they take it, they fix it.
And then they took it out for a test drive,
and the car just completely dies.
Car fails.
Oh, my God.
Fault traced to codes found TCM.
Neman.
Traced to faulty transmission. Replace the transmission and rear main seal.
Ooh. Yeah, we're talking serious thousands of dollars.
So now what they've done is they've replaced both of the turbos in the car.
Mm-hmm.
They've replaced the transmission.
Oh, my God.
And then they think they got it right. Again, they take it out for a test drive. Car fails. Tow in. And now it says...
This is amazing.
Now it says, tech found the lifters make too much noise. Tech found the lifters need replacement. Tech found timing belt is broken. Timing belt needs replacement. Tech found VVT control valve needs replacement, as per factory rep. Replace the lifters, the timing belt, and the control valve.
Wow.
All of that because the check engine light came on May 31st.
Well, that's one thing that was working.
Okay.
The check engine light was, you know, that was doing its job.
Right. So that's it. I got it back.
I guess it should have been the car is going to fail light.
Do you think they took your advice and just snipped the wire to the engine needs service light?
I'll find out tomorrow when I take it to CarMax, okay, because I know that CarMax is going to put the car through all of the various tests. So right, we'll see. I'll say this.
Is that what they do at a CarMax store? They actually... They run it through a test, and then they just pay you for your
car? They'll buy you. Yeah, they buy your car from you.
I didn't know that.
They just buy it.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go tomorrow. If they offer me $10,
sold.
It's theirs.
Thank you.
It's theirs. I'll give it to them. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe they just did cut the light to make the cut the wire to make the check engine light go off. But
yeah,
the thing does run like a champ today. Good. I mean, and you know how you get emotionally attached to cars?
Sure.
It's like as soon as I got back in, I started talking to the car. I said, oh... Hi, baby.
How you been?
I missed you.
Hello, honey.
Did they treat you bad? God, I'm really going to hate to get rid of you. I'm going to have to sell you tomorrow.
So there was a part of you that kind of dug the car. You had a good Good, had a good relationship with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I still like it. It's a beautiful car. Mm-hmm. It's just a total piece of crap.
You wouldn't say that if you were sitting in the car.
No, not to its face.
You wouldn't speak to your car like that.
And I know the radio's turned off right now, so there's not a chance of hearing me. But anyway, that finally ends the saga of the car.
Think you should wash? We should wash it for him?
Yeah.
Well, I would have turned around and said, F you. You know what I dealt with this thing?
I just wanted the car back.
Yeah.
I just wanted it back. And that was the happy bit of news I received when I returned, that the management was concerned that they had called.
You know, so please. Yeah, what did anybody say, hey, we are really sorry for what you've gone through with this?
No. Not one person. The service guy.
Was good. You said that all along, that he was good. That's the guy you want to be good.
He was great.
Thank goodness.
You know, he did say, yeah, you know, it's taken us a long time. You know, I hope this is it. I hope everything else is good.
Oh, okay. All right.
He was nice. Yeah. Everybody else is a prick. we have 8 women for strip trivia tomorrow.
That's a nice field. Hey. I like that.
8 women.
It's a field of dreams.
Bethany, Kathy, Andy, Colette, Susan, Amy, Maria, and Jackie.
Wonderful.
And maybe Jackie's friend. So it could be as many as 9 girls playing the game tomorrow.
Isn't Jackie's friend named Daisy?
Yeah, that's right. Daisy's name's not on the list. I guess they didn't put it on because they haven't spoken to her yet.
Okay, very good.
You know how detail-oriented the minister is.
Oh, absolutely.
So thank you. Thank you for your support. Now let's open up the telephones. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, it's me.
Hey, yes, hi.
Yeah, when you take it to CarMax, don't tell them about all the work that they've done to it.
Gee, do you think?
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure you were doing that.
Thanks, dog. Now, I was going to go in and say, listen, this is the biggest piece of junk car I've ever had in my life. It's been in the shop for 3 months. What do you say?
I just got it back from the shop yesterday. Would you like to give me some money for it?
I did that once on the trade-in. I said, this car that I'm trading in, I told the salesman, is absolute junk. You'll be lucky if you get it over to the service department.
Why'd you do that?
Well, because they were going to find out anyway when they checked it. It was in that bad a shape.
Yeah, but when they go in, if you say that to them, they go in with that angle. You know what I mean? They say, oh, they're looking for stuff.
He said, don't worry, I'll find somebody to unload it on.
Really?
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Jerry. I'd like to make a pledge.
Oh, come on. Knock it off.
Hey, Don, how come you didn't trade it into the dealer?
Because I'll be goddamned if I'm going to buy another one of the same kind of cars.
How about a better model?
Listen, when it comes to this car, I've got news for you. I've got the best model.
Yeah, I mean...
we've heard about that.
When you're looking at a pile of S, what do you do when you get... when you look at that pile of S, what do you want, a bigger and newer pile of S?
When you go through the catalog of all of these cars,
mm-hmm.
mine's on the last page. Mine's the best one. It's the best one they make.
Mm-hmm.
Where can I get one of those?
And, you know, we're not mentioning dealers. We're not mentioning brand names. I will tell you, I, years ago, owned that brand of car and had a horrible time with it also.
The car has a great...
Ended up having to get rid of it.
The car has a great rap.
I mean, it's got a tremendous rap.
Everybody, when you mention the name, people say, wow, that's a great car.
But I wasn't particularly surprised when I heard what you were going through because... You know, I knew that they can occasionally have problems.
Well, why in God do you think I would just say, here, trade it in and give me another one? I'd like to trade this in and buy another one. Now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going right back to the Japs.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah, you can't miss.
I'm sorry. They make a hell of a car.
I agree.
And as Reggie White said, they can take a TV and put it on your wrist.
Very good. The great Reggie White.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, does that car work for CBS? No, I'm just kidding. Hey, can I change the subject real fast?
Hold on. Explain that last attempt at humor.
Because you can't say the name of the car.
Okay. It was funny when you explained it. See, it worked when you explained it.
We didn't get it. Okay.
No problem. Hey, listen to me. I'm in Connecticut. You got to do a quick Hillary Clinton and move to Connecticut so you can vote against Lieberman twice. He's still running for Senate.
Yeah, he is. But he's not giving up his Senate seat.
Nope.
How does that work? How does that work when that? I mean, are you allowed to do that?
Sure, because then when he loses, he can go back to his regular job.
Well, no, he's not running, though. His term... His term is not up this election, is it?
Yes, it is.
It is.
He's running for a new term. Now, George W. Bush is running, and he's still the governor of Texas.
Right, yeah. And if those guys, for instance, when Bush wins, Bush will just say, you know what? I can't take the job as governor of Texas because I'm going to be president.
And the lieutenant governor will get it.
And when Lieberman wins...
Then I'll blow my head off.
Now don't make promises you can't keep.
That's a bullet for me, pal.
When Lieberman loses, he will have his old job to go back to. He's still running for whatever is czar of Connecticut, whatever his position is there.
Yeah, so go Giordano in Waterbury. He's the governor of Waterbury is running against him.
Oh, the governor of Waterbury. Well, being from the state of Connecticut, sir, and knowing Waterbury, you got a fine city there. That's great. I'm glad that the mayor of Waterbury is running against him.
I'm out of my depth. I don't know anything about Connecticut.
I grew up in Waterbury. It's a lovely, lovely city.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. So you're saying Waterbury, Connecticut is an asshole?
As cities go, there are nicer towns in Connecticut. Not to slight Waterbury.
Of course not.
Is it as nice as Bowie, Maryland?
No.
Okay, then that tells me all I need to know about it.
Right.
Thank you.
Waterbury would be the Newark of Connecticut.
Okay, gotcha.
Very good.
So you think Bowie's nicer than Newark?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You think that Bowie, Maryland...
Bowie, wee-wee's all over Newark.
You think that Bowie, Maryland is nicer than Newark, New Jersey?
Big time. Yeah. And, you know, you all fly in to LaGuardia. I go through Newark every single time. I get a good look at Newark.
Well, I've been to Newark.
Man, Newark...
I've been to Newark.
You know, you're comparing two different types of places. You know, you'd have to, like, put a town the size of Bowie... against another town. You know, when you're comparing a town to a city, it's but Newark, you know, if you gave me the choice,
between Bowie and Newark, I'd probably go with Bowie.
Oh, I got to send some love to my peeps in Newark. I'm with you.
I hate Bowie, Maryland.
I really do. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, can I say the name of your car?
No. No, come on. Why?
I know what kind of car you drive.
Of course you do. I've only mentioned it like a million times in previous conversations.
My brother-in-law popped your tire in your driveway.
Your brother-in-law did what?
Popped your tire in your driveway.
Popped the tire? What are you talking about? Popped the tire. What are you talking about?
Oh, is that...
Remember in your driveway when you ran over the fireplace grate?
Right.
That was my brother-in-law.
He's a great man, sir. Thank
you. The other one, was he really stupid?
What other one are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Well, remember the other guy that was with him?
You know what you might want to do? Sir, hold on. You know what you might want to do?
What's that?
You might want to stop screaming and just try to collect your thoughts a little bit and express yourself a little bit.
And understand you're talking about something that happened like a year ago at my house.
So just take a deep breath and just try to, you know, de-intensify and try to express yourself.
Okay.
All right, there you go. See, it's better already. All right, go ahead.
I live with the other guy, and he...
Ooh, no. See, once again, the other guy, we have no idea what you're talking about.
The guy that was there at your house.
See, sadly, I follow this, but I only follow this because it was me that was there.
Okay.
Frida had some guys at the house doing some work,
right.
And one of the guys left a piece of equipment behind my car. I told you this on the air, and when I backed my car out, I didn't see the equipment that he had put right underneath my tire, and it popped my tire. And now what this idiot is asking me... This idiot is asking me if the other guy was as dumb as who? As your brother-in-law?
Hold on. They said they put the grate in your yard, and you all backed all the way into your yard and popped your tire.
Right. Sure. Whatever they said.
They didn't put it behind your tire. They said it put all the way in your yard, and you popped your tire.
Right. That's right, because when I back my car out of my garage, I pull into my yard.
I know where you live. You can't do that if you try.
I can't.
I'll make it out of the garage straight.
All I have back there is asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Right. Yeah, I'm just going by what they said.
Okay, well, I'm gonna tell you something. Your brother, who is it we're talking about? Who did this to my car?
My brother-in-law his partner.
Right. He's a douchebag. The other guy's a douchebag, and you're a douchebag.
All right, douchebag.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.
But they're happy. Great. One of these days on phone scans, we're going to have to restrict the uses of the word like, guy, and thing.
Oh, it'll be all over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, besides, that thing, I just used the word. The event was a year ago. The guy's calling about something that happened a year ago.
Yeah, but I know where your garage sits. I mean,
no.
What he's saying, you know...
It's impossible.
You know, in order for you to get to the grass, correct me if I'm wrong, you have to go about 50 feet across.
Yeah, right.
And you said it happened when you backed right out of the garage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hey, listen, when I have something up, I'm the first to tell you.
That's right.
I run in here and scream like it's a breaking news story.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? You know, you had a really good clue months ago when you opened up that trunk and found that donut tire in there. You know, you had to have been in trouble then. You know what I mean? It was the beginning of your turmoil over this car.
That is the first. You're right. That's the first sign. When I had
a mini tire.
When I had the flat tire last winter,
mm-hmm.
with the incident with the guys in my park.
And you didn't have a full size spare.
My garage, yeah. And I just had like a hemorrhoid donut back there. I didn't have a real full size spare.
You know, a lot of American cars come with full size spares.
Shut up, man.
Chevrolet in particular.
I'm buying Japanese.
Have
you can't
fun.
Stop me.
Enjoy.
You can't stop me.
Yeah. How about a nice little Sabre?
Yeah. You know what?
I'm sorry. What? No, I'm not on the Sabre. What's the Chevy? Is it the
Cavalier? The Caprice?
Keep going.
Which one?
I'm trying. Is it the Cavalier? He ought to get himself.
Oh, the Impala.
The Impala.
You'd love the Impala.
Not
the
Impala.
Get a Chevy Impala.
Okay, I tell you what. After you, okay? I'll buy an Impala after you. Then we get a matching car.
Okay, no, you win.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have some advice for the girls that were a little shy about the strip trivia.
Yes, ma'am.
The last Las Vegas style show you had, I did the strip trivia up on stage, and it's a little intimidating at first, but once you start playing, it's fun, and you don't think so much that you're taking off all your clothes.
What a nice lady you are.
Thank you. That's very nice.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Goodbye, darling. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, hi. My name is Matt. I'm calling from New York. I just want to say I'm a fan.
Thank you, Matt.
How's it happen for you to out of the country? Now you can talk about anything you want on the radio, right?
Hey, you know, pretty savvy for a new listener to the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty savvy comment.
Right.
Well, no, I'm not a new listener. It's just... I got to figure out how to move to Washington so I can hear real time.
Well, but when I say new listener, I mean we've only been on in New York for a relatively short period of time, and you seem to grasp the show.
Well, I try.
Yeah, good. Thank you. We need more guys like you, and less guys call to tell me that their brother-in-law is so smart.
Oh.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Okay, take care.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, that first guy was definitely from Bowie. Anyway, listen, I'm a freak of nature. I was born in Newark, and I moved to Bowie.
Oh, my God. Well, then, listen, you know what? You should play the lotto because you're due for some good luck.
Hey, but I usually agree with you, but this time I got to go with Mike. What's wrong with Bowie?
Well, no, wait. No, I want to let me clear my. I want to make a clarification here. We were discussing which is worse, Bowie or Newark. I was not really, espousing the benefits of Bowie so much saying that Newark's a little. Where do you have your vacation home, Waldorf?
And I would turn it around on you and say, what's right about Bowie?
Well, it's like I got to admit it's turned into the Fort Apache. You know, it's like the last stronghold down here in Maryland.
What's right with Bowie?
Well, you know, it's not a bad quality of life. You got somebody older than Bowie's living homes.
I lived for years right next door to Bowie, and
I used to live in Bowie when I was a kid. I speak from experience.
Laurel is where I lived, right next to Bowie.
Laurel and Burtonsville.
Long time driving through Bowie.
Route 198. Spent a lot of my formative years out there.
When I lived in Laurel, Bowie was nicer than Laurel.
Yeah, it was. Move to Greenbelt. You know.
I want to tell you how bad it was when I was a kid. When we moved out of Bowie, my dad said that we were making a move up. We moved to Upper Marlboro. Okay? That was considered
sure.
A move up, that we were...
More trees.
We were making a move up in status mm-hmm. to move from Bowie
right.
to Upper Marlboro.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
I think there's, Bowie gave us Kathy Lee Gifford.
Enough said. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, this is Lonnie from Bristol. How you doing?
Hi, Lonnie.
Hey, look here. I'm saying you got a lemon on your hand. You want to try to get rid of it. I'm very far from you.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, last call. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, you say you're always Johnny Patriot and all this stuff.
I bleed red, white, and blue, sir.
Why do you refuse to drive a good quality American car?
I can't help it that all the foreigners make better cars.
Hey, I remember, now that's not a fair enough. I remember your Chevy Blazer days. I remember where you had your Chevy trucks that you used to drive with regularity. I spent a long time driving those cars.
Yeah.
I drive a 91 Oldsmobile. I've never had a problem with it.
A loser.
Why not
just paint on the side, I'm a dick?
Because I'm a cheap American.
A cheap
All right.
American.
Proud of it.
Thank you, my friend.
Many of those foreign cars, I should point out, manufactured now right here in the USA.
That's right. That's right, because I'm proud to be a Republican.
American. Oh, God.
Because at least I know I'm free.
They sang it at the Republican National. I don't know if he was on stage. They didn't show him. I was watching
Lee Greenwood.
C-SPAN, and I didn't know. I haven't seen Lee lately. That good-looking man, Lee Greenwood.
I know we have to do the contest. Let me tell you one funny thing. I was watching your boy last night on TV.
I was watching it with the subtitles.
Al's dad.
Yeah.
I was watching Willie.
Right.
I was watching Willie.
Mm-hmm.
And I about pissed my pants when they put Jerry Springer up on the big screen.
Did they put Jerry Springer up?
Jerry Springer was at the convention.
Oh,
and you know
God.
That Jerry Springer is like the thing that Lieberman hates the most.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a shot of Lieberman. He was shaking hands. They had all the balloons and stuff coming down. And all of a sudden, on that big, giant screen, there's Jerry Springer's face.
Really? He's at the convention.
He's a delegate.
I guess when he was mayor, he was a Democrat.
Right.
Jerry Springer.
Jerry.
Well, that should help, on another day, Jerry Springer, being a Democrat, would bring you closer to our cause.
On another day, Mike.
On another day. But I know your heels are firmly dug in on this issue.
Another day. Another show. I tell you what, buy that Buick Impala.
that you were talking
Chevy
about.
Chevy Impala.
Buy that car you're talking about. I'm thinking about going back to being a Democrat.
Really? That's what it would take?
You buy that car, and you drive that car to work every day. And let me see that car parked in your parking spot every day, and I'll go back to being a Democrat.
You know, one of the things that's great about America is diversity. You know, that we can all have differing opinions.
Right. He's not going to do it.
Not a chance.
Clear the lines. Call 100-TIME, and here we go. 877-365-3636. Secret sound, number 8, and $500 on the line. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, whiz gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The patron saint of jizz, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, three more words. And our story for the WWF SummerSlam trip. And let's start with Buzz.
A-N.
Well, I gotta go next. Erection. Mike.
And.
Okay, good. Then you'll get the good spot next time.
No problem.
Yeah, because that's how it works.
I think that was its own little story. We have to kind of move on to another story.
So your next three words are an erection and. Keep the entire story going throughout today's show and win a trip to WWF SummerSlam. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oops.
Hello.
Hello, my caller 100.
Right, yes, you are. What's your name?
Eric.
Hi, Eric. Where are you from?
Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Eric, congratulations. You want a pair of full-grain leather cowboy boots.
All right.
Yeah! These boots, promotional consideration, Justin Boot Company and TBS Superstation. They're also giving you a branded denim shirt. TBS proudly presents a Superstation original movie, High Noon, at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, this Sunday.
High Noon.
High Noon.
You ready to go for the money?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. $500 online, Secret Sound number 8.
Is this a brand new sound?
A brand new. Oh, you didn't hear the other day we had a winner?
No, I didn't. Was that a toilet roll?
See, you did hear that.
No, I didn't. That was my guess. I heard it was getting close to that, and that would have been my guess, but I didn't know if there was a winner or not.
It was not technically a toilet roll. It was the thing that Buzz, what do you call it again?
Spindle. The spindle.
Okay.
So does that mean you haven't heard the new sound?
No, I have not heard the new sound.
Ah. All right. Well, we reserve the right to bust your balls anyway.
That's fine.
We'll play it for you now. It's worth $500. And this is the final Secret Sound. We're retiring Secret Sound again.
Okay.
We wish you Godspeed. Please don't answer till Mike sings life.
Robert Goodlife.
Here we go.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. The brand new sound. You know, I feel like Alex Trebek because I didn't want to scream. Mm-hmm. It's so easy.
Yep.
When you already know what the answer is.
And the odds are in my favor.
What is it?
A doorknob opening.
Right, maybe the teeniest doorknob you've ever heard in your life.
Stuart. I could hardly hear it.
Stuart Little's doorknob.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hold on a second. But almost every guest
is a clue for you.
Clue for you. Okay. Very happy with Survivor. I'm very happy with the Final Four.
Yeah, your man's still hanging in there.
Yeah, Richard the Homo's still in. I'm very happy that Sean, who shaves his chest, got voted out. Rudy, last night's Survivor, for me at least, was about Rudy. Rudy is one dumb old man. The guy in the Banana Republic stuff.
Right.
He gives them their challenge.
Right.
The challenge is that they're each going to take a small camcorder. They're going to go into the woods. They're going to find masks.
Okay.
On the mask, when they turn the mask over, it has like a riddle.
Mm-hmm.
He's given them the answers to the riddles. He says, when you get this riddle, the answer is blah, blah, blah.
Now, what does the answer do for them?
The first person to go to all five masks, turn them around, and then videotape themselves with the mask, giving the correct answer,
right.
Wins the challenge.
Okay.
So they had to run through the forest, find the mask, and answer the questions that the host has already given them the answers to. So it's really just finding the masks and recording yourself repeating back what Jeff
probe has said to you.
Anal probe.
So they say, ready, set, go. And they start running through the forest, and they find him. Every time Rudy finds a mask, he turns it around, and he goes, when you see this, you will know your time on the island is over. I don't know.
Short-term memory loss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every time, and he found all the masks.
Yes, he did.
He went to every mask, turned it over, looked in the camera, and said, I don't know.
Because he forgot
the
answers the guy had given him. And that's, he's what, 72?
Yeah, they gave him the answers in advance. Cracked me up.
My wife brought up something, and I want to know what your thought on this. Do you think Rudy was just blowing the whole thing off because he knew he wasn't going to get voted off, so he didn't have to try?
Why wouldn't Rudy think he wouldn't be voted off, though?
Because he knew he was allied with Richard. And so, I mean, he had a pretty good
job. No, I don't buy that. I think he's just an idiot.
He's an old man.
He probably really legitimately couldn't remember.
I think that's
and,
it.
And, you know, because, I mean, short-term memory loss is one of the things when you're aging. And he probably just, at a certain point, he probably said, I can't remember any of this thing. So that's why he did blow it off. But I don't think he blew it off because he thought he wouldn't get voted off.
It was so funny when they showed the tape of him on his own little camera. I don't know.
Good shots of Kelly's nose, though.
Oh, that's a beautiful
the
nose.
The close-up of Kelly's
Kelly
nose.
Is not pretty.
Look, she's
not.
Covered in volcano mud, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Didn't get any mud under her nose. It was like an umbrella.
And how did Susan hurt her arm?
She had like stung by a ray. You know those fish they've been eating?
Oh, okay,
she got
gotcha.
Stung
she was
by
cleaning
that.
It, right? And she got stung.
No, she was reaching for it under a rock. Actually,
really?
Underwater shot of her, and she pulled her hand back really fast.
I thought she was a goner last night. I thought she was going to really be the one that would go.
You know, every week, I'm positive every week it's going to be my man. But my man hangs in.
Yeah. Your man has an alliance with Rudy, and depending on what happens next week, he might be there.
It could happen.
Because he's going to screw Rudy at the end. But they all vote at the end.
He really wants to screw Rudy.
yeah,
they all vote at the end.
He's the only one. You're the only one I really trust.
The last 10 come back. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Have you noticed that the two girls on the island are getting a little better looking, and the ones that left and finally got hot water are getting uglier?
Absolutely
not.
Are you
talking about better looking now than when she was on the island?
Hold on, listen. Colleen is the biggest piece of ass on that show from the beginning to now. There's no doubt about it. And
her and Jenna looked worse last night than they ever looked when they were on the show.
And if you want to talk about, they have the two ugliest women left now.
Especially Kelly.
Kelly and, well, and Susan is no picnic.
She's not. She's a moose woman, but Kelly has that.
Big hairy legs.
Kelly just has something about her demeanor, that's
a
just
smirk.
Like,
I just think Colleen looks worse now that you left and finally got a shower.
No. Wrong.
Colleen looked better last night sitting around the fire.
And also, speaking of Kelly, did you notice that Jeff Probe last night always was referring to her as Wigglesworth?
Yes.
Kelly Wigglesworth right here. Hello, Wigglesworth.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was calling, too. Besides Rudy not knowing the answers, did you also notice that by the third mask, he was really slurring his speech?
Well, I think he was a little out of breath also, but that's also true.
You know, I mean, you gotta, he's 72,
right.
Is that right? And probably, it looks to me, I mean, it looks every week like the time on the island is taking its toll on him more than anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, I'm worried about him physically. Obviously, it's over, so hopefully he's still alive, but...
Yeah, no, you know he's okay.
I mean, he is a tough guy. I mean, he's physically, when you look at him compared to the average 72-year-old man, he's in pretty good shape.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Buddy.
Yeah, did you notice that when they were at the tribal council?
Yeah.
How, Rudy was like, I don't want to see that queer ever again. And they've been setting that up the whole series with him being hating. I guess he hates homosexuals.
You know, Rudy has said that all along about Richard, that he doesn't like queers.
Yeah, and Richard was like, I don't want to see him ever again either, So they've been setting that up the whole series. I guess when they do the surveys, that's
now next week when they go to the second to last episode. Next week's it.
Next week's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Next week.
How do they knock it out?
2-hour episode.
And they're going to have two guys left, right?
They go from 4 to 2, and then when they go to 2, that's when everybody comes back and votes.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, he definitely quit on that thing. He did the same thing last week when he jumped off the beam.
Yes.
Right at the beginning.
Oh, please. Come on. Now, Richard is senile. Rudy is senile. Excuse me. Why did I say Richard? I'm senile. I said Richard is senile.
I see, but I can't hear you.
Richard is penile, not venile.
Richard is like, you know, you would think with all that, you know, they talk about his weight loss on the island, but when they show him running in slow motion, oh, you know, I mean, it's like, my God.
Jervis said yes, he lost 20 pounds. You know, where's that weight loss on Richard?
Honestly,
who was supposed to be a physical fitness counselor to begin with?
They show him running down the beach in slow motion. It looks like somebody's shaking out a carpet.
Hello? Hi.
Is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Hi.
Hi.
My husband works with someone who knows someone that was on the production staff.
Well, here we go.
I'm sorry, but I mean, what this guy told my husband came true last night. Basically, what he said is that last night's episode, Kelly was going to win the food challenge and the immunity challenge, which she did. So it's kind of leading me to believe that what he says about the last episode is
all
true.
All right, so what did he say?
He says...
Just tell us who wins.
He wouldn't say who of the two...
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
We have that.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Oh, I just want to tell you guys are the best.
Thank you, you're very nice.
I wanted to make a couple comments. First of all, with Richard running on the beach, they needed just to eliminate that whole thing because it was about to make me ill.
There was something about him. You know, there are fatter guys. There's something about the way he looks, though. He's just kind of weird. You know, the stomach just looks kind of odd.
I think he has lost weight, some weight, a little weight.
He's lost a lot of weight.
And that's all loose, flabby skin now.
I know. When he did the belly flop in, that was just not pretty. But I wanted to make a comment also about Kelly's hairy armpits.
Kelly's gross.
Keep her arms down.
She's gross. Listen, she's a skank. Did you see Big Brother, who they voted out?
Mm-hmm.
The mom. Karen.
My lady.
The mom is a goner on Big Brother.
Good.
Yeah, she's out of there.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I just wish they'd vote Julie Chang out.
Yeah, please.
Hello. Now we're going to talk to everybody. And, you know,
the exceedingly cruel Julie Chang.
They don't do enough planning in advance on Big Brother because what she did last night was the show came on and she said, now listen, everybody in the house, I'm going to give you the chance now to know if you would like to know who voted for who to find out who was going to vote you out of the house, right?
You know, it would make me laugh if she really talked like that, too. Like, you tune in
but
one week and she, you know, it's...
Hello.
No, she doesn't do it. In fact, she doesn't sound like that at all. It's what you're hearing.
Listen, this is Julie Chang. I'm here at the Big Brother house. So anyway, she says to them, they have all of the people on the big screen, mm-hmm. and she's ready to drop the bombshell. What she's saying in essence is, do you want to know mm-hmm. who voted against you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would think that the producers maybe would have noodled this through to find out what the answer would be. Mm-hmm. Because she lays it on them, and then they go to the live shot, and they go around the room, and one at a time they go, no, I don't want to know.
No, they're all living there. Of course they're not going to do that.
I don't want to know.
Sure. How did the mom take it when she got booted?
She was relieved.
Oh, she was relieved?
She wanted out. She was relieved. And her husband, who she's going to divorce, mm-hmm. was there, and they did the big hug thing.
Really?
Yeah, and that, I didn't follow that either.
You know, maybe what we were dealing with him, it's very possible you're dealing with the reaction, you know, when she made that he was not happy, but now that she's out, maybe you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
So Julie Chang comes out and sets this up like, okay, I have a big decision for you to make. Do you want to know who voted for who? Now you tell me, we'll tell you right now on TV, right now on Rive TV.
Does this mean like when you watch the next Jackie Chan movie that he'll sound like, hi, how are you?
Yes.
How's it going? Hi, how are you? I'm fine. I'm Jackie Chan.
You know what I'm doing? The point is that she sets this up and that she makes this big announcement.
Right.
And then they just shut her right down and they don't have a backup plan.
Nothing to fill with.
They don't have a backup plan. She goes, well, that's kind of surprising. Let's hear what they have to say.
Yes, as tidy as Survivor is, as tight and wonderfully designed as Survivor.
Big Brother is
the sloppiest show I've ever
loose.
Seen.
Loose.
Yep. It's just they have no clue. You know, even right down to the set, you know, even the house, it's just sloppy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Thank God.
Hi.
Hey, did you guys see last night on Survivor, Kelly talking to Richard, did you see a testicle pop out of his shorts?
Oh, gross.
No, I didn't see Richard's ball.
It was a righty.
You really saw a testicle?
I really saw a testicle.
You
it was
saw
a right
scrot?
What's that?
You saw scrot?
I saw some scrot.
All right. Goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I'm looking at Richard's profile here on the Survivor website, and his favorite magazine is Men's Health.
Uh-oh.
I think confirms the...
Yeah?
Your suspicions about that man.
Absolutely. Look at the cover of Men's Health anytime you see it. It is a magazine for a certain community.
Isn't Richard out of the closet homo? That's not a secret, right? Like, the guy says, confirms your suspicions.
Oh, no, about the magazine. You've said before that you thought Men's Health was kind of a gay magazine.
Oh, right. I got you. Okay.
Is he out of the closet?
Yes.
Richard? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, big time.
See, I haven't watched it as long. That's why Rudy's always saying he hates queers.
And he hates Richard because of that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
But then you'll
see... Hey, guys, how you doing?
I just want to say, then you'll see Richard and Rudy sitting on a lawn together having a real, like, intimate conversation.
Yes.
It was.
Rudy says they're friends on the island, but as soon as he leaves the island, he never wants to see him again. I never want to see him again. And I should cut to Richard saying, well, I'll be happy never to see him again either.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Richard's eyes are so dreamy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
You guys got me hooked on Survivor. Only watched it twice. But don't you think it was a setup last night when Sean got voted off? He just stood up. His bag was already packed. He just grabbed his bag and walked away. Do they always do that?
Yes, yes. They all have a bag that's packed and ready to go.
Wow. Jeez, must have very much to carry. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, they don't. That's why it's called Survivor. They don't have very much. They don't have possessions.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I've got two things. First of all, I think Rudy sounds more like he's from Bulmer when he talks.
All right.
And the second thing is, what was going on with that torch blowing out?
I just think that the torch blew out, and the host, who can't ad-lib his way out of a paper bag, was trying to make something out of it.
Because that was part of the contest that they had.
The host, who is, I didn't think he could do it, but he's getting smarmier. He's getting much more smirky and like, hey, okay, hi.
Yeah, and when she won the challenge,
mm-hmm.
when he sat down with her and they had beer together and they had food together,
right?
You know, he's like, hey.
You know, they told her that that was on another island, and they put her on a boat, and they took her out, and they brought her back to the same island, and that bar where they were sitting is where the Survivor crew hangs out and has dinner every evening.
So they lied to her.
Yeah. Same island. It's a great show.
Yeah,
I mean, you just can't argue with that. That show, I'm already looking forward to the Australian version.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yo, Big Daddy Don.
Yo.
Yo, this is the funniest thing. The guy Curtis totally making fun of Julie Chang last night on Big Brother. Did you hear that or anybody catch that?
No, I turned Big Brother off as soon as I found out that the mom was out. Did you hear that, Buzz?
No, I didn't.
It was just too much right when they were saying goodbye to Karen. They let her out and they were all coming back in from the front porch and they were all like hugging each other. And Curtis, who's like the Asian guy, is totally like bragging on the
What did he say?
On the Asian host, he just did her little dialect thing, you know, her affected way of speaking. He's just like, oh, well, we'll be back to the 6 a.m. barbecue or something like that.
He's done that before. I don't think he's terribly proud of her for whatever reason.
Hello, Don and Mike. You mean she's not a good spokesperson for the Asian community?
That may be his feeling.
Hello.
What is up, guy?
Hi, buddy.
Dude, I'm putting two and two together. Men's Health is a gay magazine. They got like sweaty guys in there, and I'm reading this, and I'm going, why is there a bunch of sweaty guys in this magazine?
Thank you, dude. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'd like to speak to the guys about the new Survivor coming up in Australia. I've been down there.
All right, I'll tell them you're calling.
Thank you.
Hold on, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, I saw Jenna had an appearance out here in Sacramento yesterday. Talk about huge.
Jenna from Survivor or Big Brother?
From Survivor. Jenna.
Survivor.
She looked pretty good on the show.
She looks
huge? I kid you not, she's must have ballooned up 20-25 pounds.
Oh, really? She's fat?
Yeah. Big arse, and probably 5 pounds is on her face.
No.
She does not look good at all anymore.
If I was on an island for that period of time,
days.
I'd probably be in front of the French fries with gravy.
Eating nothing but rice for 39 days. It would be really hard not to pig out when you got back. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Down to Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I have to confirm the scrotum thing.
What do you think Richard's going to eat when he's off the island?
Probably some guy.
It was there.
Cream of some young guy. Some Chinese food.
There you go.
You saw Richard's nut?
I did. As soon as I saw it, I thought of you guys, and I could have sworn you were going to talk about it. But
How did it look, sir? Did it meet with your approval?
I think Mike would have liked it.
I was asking you how you liked it.
I liked it just fine, but not as much as you would have.
No, I think I watched the show, sir, and I did not notice the nut. I'd like to point out that you noticed the nut. That you were the scrotum viewer. All right? Let's make that real clear.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don.
Yes, come on.
Listen, on Survivor last night when they were doing the mud competition.
Yeah.
Did you notice that Kelly's top head popped off and they panned away from her real quick?
I did.
You did?
I didn't catch that either.
Mm-hmm. Side view, right?
I must be missing all the good stuff on that show. Oh, we got a break. I'm sorry, we got a break because Rudy Martsky's coming on. And also Moses Stark from Monday Night Football. So everybody, get out your hand lotion. Because Melissa Stark's coming up right after him.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
USA Today.
Return your call, Arliss. Which of your clients have I slandered now?
Listen, there's a little rumor flying in the air. I thought I might blow your way.
Blow me.
The venerable voice of a certain L.A. team may jump across town if he doesn't get a new 3-year deal from WWW. I got more money than God, newteamowner.com.
Arliss, you eat more than the Exxon Valdez.
Here I am trying to do my good friend a solid.
Hey, let me repay you for this little windfall. How would you like your byline in my column next week while I'm on vacation?
You're repaying me by having me do your job for you.
Think about it, Arliss. National media. USA Today. You can write whatever you want about whomever you want.
Broadcasting with an extra stitch for your pleasure. The Don and Mike Show.
Now let's welcome the star of that clip of Arliss that you just heard.
Oh, yeah, he's a great actor.
Rudy Martsky from USA Today.
You're a natural, Rudy. I hope you get your own series on HBO.
Well, I'm going to try to get one as soon as you guys get one.
Oh, if that's a race, we're going to win.
I know that.
Rudy, here's our highlight that we've isolated of you on Arliss.
Blow me.
Well, that was a line. It was just a line I had to read off, guys.
Absolutely.
Blow me.
There it is. We're enjoying it. We're getting a lot of mileage out of it, Rudy.
Listen, before we talk to Rudy and critique his Arliss performance, 3 more words, guys, for the WWF story, okay? Buzz, go.
Wee.
Wee.
You want to go next or you want me to go next?
I'd like you to go next.
Want. All right, good.
Good job.
Good.
All right.
There's your 3 new words for the WWF SummerSlam trip. We want hot. Okay, Rudy.
Yeah, guys.
Rudy, so listen, the Arliss show. Wow, what can we say? Wow, there you are on HBO.
You know, 2 great actors that act great together.
I'll tell you what, the supporting cast of mine was really so great. With Ed Asner, you had Tommy Lasorda, John Miller, the former Orioles broadcaster, now you know, ESPN, and you. Lamar Odom, there's the other one, yeah.
You know, the HBO has been pretty good to you, Rudy, with that American Basketball Association piece they did, that, you know, you hung your hat on that for the better part of a year, and now you got, you know, this year to talk about Arliss.
Well, Mike and Don, I hope you're sitting down for this one. HBO is doing a film on the Spirits of St. Louis, a team I was a general manager of, and there's a guy that's going to play me in the film.
Hold on, I'll come back to you for that. Melissa's on the other line.
Very good.
Hold on a second, please. Hold on. Who? You know, that's all Rudy needs is to have an actor play him on television.
Who are they going to cast?
Ned Beatty.
Ned Beatty.
Joining us now. Hey, Melissa?
Hi.
Oh, it's Melissa Stark.
Yay, this is great.
You know, from Monday Night Football. From
this
ESPN.
Is a first.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, and you are a local D.C. area girl, aren't you?
I am Baltimore.
Well, they're close enough.
Baltimore.
Yes.
Close enough. How do you like working on Monday Night Football?
I love it. I mean, I can't complain. It's fun. Like the you know what the best part about it is, the whole team aspect of it. It's just, I mean, we all ride around together in this little Winnebago thing, and we all have all these meetings. And Al Michael said it's more meetings than he's ever had since he's been on the show. I mean, Donald Meyer really has this thing intense for all of us, but it's fun.
That's because of the Dennis Miller factor, right?
Because of that.
Yeah. Is that why you have more meetings?
No, he doesn't need the meetings. No, we have more just because I think that there's, since there's five people on it, everyone wants to be aware of sort of where everyone's coming from, and he just wants it to be as organized as possible going in.
When Don Ohlmeyer has a meeting, is he wear a shirt and tie, or does he wear like a cabana?
Are you kidding me?
Does he wear a cabana suit with gold chains? What is he wearing?
Have you ever met him?
No, I never have.
Okay, no, he wears a sweatsuit.
Does he really?
Everywhere he goes. It was funny because I went over to his house for the interview, and of course I was wearing a suit, and I walk in and he says, you know, sorry I didn't dress up for the occasion. So he's wearing a sweatsuit, but now I don't feel so bad because he wears one every day.
Even to work, that's good.
Yes.
When you went and met with him, was OJ at his house?
He kept him away.
He kept him away.
Yes.
Okay, can I tell you something, and I hope you won't be offended by this?
Okay, I hope not.
Because I mean it as a compliment. That the two things that I love most in life are sex and football, more than anything.
I don't know where this is going.
Okay. Just wait, it might end up with a happy ending.
And, okay.
And this is a compliment to you, okay? I will say, I've watched you on ESPN and, you know, seen you go out and, like, do the reports at 49ers camp and stuff like that. I'm a big football nut. I watch all that stuff. So let me just preface this by saying, you're good at what you do. You're good at your job. But damn, you're easy on the eyes. And during the game in Tennessee, I had a real dilemma because for the first time during a football game, I felt a sexual urge.
Oh, God, okay.
That's all I'm telling you.
I don't know if I can comment on that.
I'm not a perv. I've been married
in a very specific way.
Were you by yourself?
Yes. I've been married for 19 years, and my wife is in Spain with my son for a week.
Oh, that's why you felt it.
And I was all alone and watching the game. And,
right.
You know, if you had not been interviewing...
Bud Adams?
Yeah. I mean, we probably would have had a moment there.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't... You know, there's too many things happening. It was you, but then it was him, and then it was you and Anthony.
Too many intrusions, right?
It's football.
I think in a specific, very, very incredibly specific way, it was a wonderful compliment. I really do. Mm-hmm.
And you know your stuff.
Thank you.
You know, I'd like to point that out also. Are you concerned that in 20 years... You'll be fired for whoever the Melissa Stark is 20 years from now?
I don't know if I'll be doing Monday Night Football in 20 years. Let's hope they keep me on for a while.
Do you have a boyfriend or a husband?
I have a fiancé.
You're engaged. Did you get engaged before or after you got the job?
I got engaged the night before I got the job.
And did the, you know, I don't want to make you paranoid or anything, but did your fiancé know that you were going to get the job?
No, because I hadn't met with Don. I got engaged the night before. I got engaged on a Monday night and went to meet with Don on a Tuesday.
Is your fella in the business?
No, thank goodness.
Okay, cool.
What does he do?
He works on Wall Street at Morgan Stanley.
A big money guy?
Let's hope so.
All right, very good.
Someone's got to be bringing home the money.
Is one of those guys, white shirt, suspenders, one of those guys?
No, Wall Street's gone casual, so he wears casual clothes.
All right, like sport coat with a golf shirt, something like that?
Something like that.
All right.
And are you going to dress as casually every week as you did? Oh, you're not?
Well, as I did, what, two nights ago?
Yeah, on Monday night.
Well, the first one was probably more like it. Basically, we're all dressed in Ralph Lauren clothes. By Polo, and I think that, you know, it's not going to be suits. It's kind of, you know, the people next door kind of look that we want to have. Dennis wants to wear jeans. Then I think he's going to want to wear shorts. He's getting more and more casual. After the game, he had his pants. He couldn't find his shorts. He couldn't find the person who had his shorts. So he rolled his pants up above his knees. And he keeps asking Don if he can wear jeans.
We think you're great. We think he's great.
Mm-hmm.
We love Al, of course. We love Fouts. You know, we're a little shaky on Dickerson. But maybe he'll grow into the role.
Well, the thing about Eric is, honestly, he's never done this. I mean, and for your first on-camera thing to be on Monday night on ABC, on Monday Night Football, and to even get it off pretty clearly, you know, I think is impressive. Don't you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. To me, he's...
I mean, you have to go on with that frame of reference.
Mm-hmm. He's like the typical dumb jock. I mean, that's just what I was thinking on the sidelines. I mean, at least you find guys to talk to and you interview them. And his only perspective was like,
Well, when I played, this is what I did.
Right.
Back to you, Al.
That's the way it is with a lot of the guys. You know, who knows? Maybe they improve over time.
Well, we're trying to draw upon, obviously, his knowledge as a player. And, I mean, I just think he's going to get more comfortable as we go along.
All right, now, how are you handling the, you know, I don't think there's been this much scrutiny over a broadcast team ever, you know, in the history of television sports. How are you handling all that?
Well, that was kind of crazy at first. I mean, just the, all of the publicity pictures we did, all the press tour we did, you know, hundreds of radio interviews and all these things. That was kind of crazy, and you wanted to almost get past that because, I mean, I really wanted to concentrate on the game and really what was at hand, and I thought maybe that was getting in the way a little bit. But you know what? That's fun. I mean, that makes it really fun, and that kind of takes your mind off of things a little bit and makes things a little bit more at ease, I think. And it's all, having Dennis along makes all of those things hysterical because he doesn't want to do any of those things. I mean, you know, on his HBO show, he runs the show. So if somebody says, hey, we want to do this for publicity, he can just say no. So for him to have to do 100 different pictures this way and this way and get down on your knee and do this and smile more and all of that, it's to hear the things, the comments he has to make, it's very entertaining.
Does Dennis have a nickname for you, Melissa?
It's Missy. That's what my dentist called me when I was, you know, 5 and 6 and 13, so it brings back. It's not the ideal nickname, but...
Let's go down on the field of Missy right now.
Right.
There you go. I'm Missy.
And now back to you, Albino.
Albino. What do you think, Danny? Fantastic.
That's pretty good.
Listen, Melissa, please... excuse me, Missy.
Yes.
Don't be a stranger. We'd like to talk to you during the year.
Of course.
Good luck on Monday Night Football. You're fantastic. And just think, you know, when you're on the sidelines, I know you have a million thoughts going through your mind, but just think.
That's going to make me more at ease, and that's going to make me relax. You see a big smile on my face.
One of these weeks, maybe Monday night you're doing Green Bay and Miami, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's make a date in the first quarter.
All right, let's try.
All right, thank you,
I'll
Melissa.
I'll try and wink to you or something like that.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, would that do
You've
it?
You've made his day, Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank
All
you.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's Melissa Stark from Monday Night Football.
She's quite the POA.
I truly enjoy the way you handled that. It was just a wonderful. It was almost like a story you were telling her.
And she was not not offended by it.
Okay, but you handled m'lady quite well.
Hello, Rudy.
Yeah, guys.
She's great.
Channel it better than Rich Eisen.
Now listen.
Yeah, Rich Eisen was a little uptight.
When she said that we've been doing hundreds of radio interviews, I thought those guys weren't doing any radio interviews.
Well, that's what I was told up until game one.
Oh, all right.
And I think they've been released after that.
Hey, Rudy, speaking of ESPN, do they have a new ad agency?
ESPN? I'm not sure, Mike. I mean, they're doing more promos.
You mean for their in-house commercials?
Yeah,
you don't think they're as good?
No, they're not. And they're not. They're just a little weirder, but they're not weirder, funnier. It's I was just wondering whether they'd made any kind of a switch.
I can check that out. I know this. Joel Theismann told me yesterday they did. They went to 3 a.m. the previous night, cutting new promos.
Well, it's just one I saw, and I was wondering.
One?
You know, it's the one where he's out in sitting on a log, and I forgot the name of the broadcaster that's doing it. He's.
I haven't seen that one.
He's sitting on a log, and it's just not funny. It didn't make me laugh. It's not. I like the ones where they bring in the real athletes to do it. I mean, that's, and they have the interaction with the real athletes.
Hey, Rudy, who's playing you on TV?
I don't know. I'm going to find it out. But when I ran into Maurice Lucas, who was one of the players I signed for our old team, I ran into him. I said, Maurice, who could play me? Maybe Tom Hanks, you know, something like that.
Tom Hanks.
You know, and he says, he looks at me, he says, Belushi.
No.
So that's what I'm down
to. Jim Belushi. Listen, Jim Belushi is way more handsome than you are.
I think it's just I really think it's a shame that Walter Matthau has passed away.
No, hold on.
I think he meant John Belushi.
And this is what I'm serious about.
Yeah.
John Belushi.
If you got him a rug,
right?
What about Danny DeVito?
Oh, absolutely.
Danny DeVito would be a pretty good Rudy Martz.
Oh, I think Danny DeVito would be a fantastic Rudy Martz.
A rug for me. Danny a rug.
The late Burgess Meredith.
Yeah, that's also good. Burgess Meredith. You guys notice my hair looked pretty good on that show because they filled it in on the top.
So many of the wonderful actors that have passed away would play. You know, we just lost John Gielgud. He would have been a great Rudy Martz.
God, Rudy, you were so stiff on that show.
Oh, God. Listen, I have a lot of women calling. They thought I was great.
Oh, really? Who?
Leslie Visser was one.
Of course. Well, she's in love with you, Rudy.
All the people who you can write about in your column. All right. Well, hey, listen, what's your nugget this week? Something we would not have known if we were not talking to you, the guru of TV sports.
Okay, how about this?
How about this?
Bill Parcells, New York Jets this year, he's already getting bored with it. There's nothing to do. So next year he's going to go back into television, and most likely you'll see him on an NFL Today set with CBS.
All right. Good nugget. Okay,
he'll be going head-to-head with Mike Ditka.
And thank you for getting us Melissa Stark.
Okay, guys.
God damn, is she hot. Now get us Dennis Miller.
Well, I will try for that now. Right. But we got to, I'll try for it.
Beautiful.
Okay.
And don't forget, you owe us Madden this year.
He's coming on anytime you want.
All right, beautiful.
Thanks, Rudy.
Thank you, Rudy. All right, bye-bye. There he is, America's guest, from the pages of USA Today.
And Arliss.
Yes, the star of the TV show Arliss. Rudy Martinsky.
Hey, Arliss.
How you doing?
How you doing? Thanks for calling, Arliss.
Blow me.
Returning your cow.
Blow me.
I'm Rudy Martinsky.
Listen to it again. Listen how awful he is.
I mean, and you got to see the video to see his facial expressions, to see just how awful he is acting.
Coming. Arliss Michaels. Rudy Martinsky, how's the USA Today?
Returning your call, Arliss. Which of your clients have I slandered now?
Listen, there's a little rumor flying in the air that I thought I might blow your way.
Blow me.
The venerable voice of a certain L.A. team may jump across town if he doesn't get a new 3-year deal from WWW. I got more money than...
And during this, the back and forth, you're going from shots of Arliss, very animated on the phone talking, to Rudy...
Who was injected with helium before the shoot.
Who was just sitting all shiny and puffy and just kind of waddling back and forth in his chair.
Hey, Arliss. Just a close-up.
Yeah.
Scary.
Oddnewteamowner.com.
Arliss, you eat more than the Exxon Valdez.
Here I am trying to do my good friend a solid.
Hey, let me repay you for this little windfall. How would you like your byline in my column next week while I'm on vacation?
You're repaying me by having me do your job for you.
Think about it, Arliss. National media. USA Today. You can write whatever you want about whomever you want.
I got the music.
He's all, wop, wop, wop. 52 seconds on camera. That probably took the better part of a day for Rudy to get those lines out.
Absolutely.
Arliss, you leak more than the Exxon Valdez.
Those capsules will be over there in a moment, Mrs. Blaine. You know, we gave him his acting debut with the It's a Wonderful Life.
Right.
Yes, we did. We knew he had the talent.
He's taking it. He's running it. Well, thank you, Rudy. Thank you, Melissa Stark. We are up on a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
Enjoy their show. Mr. Son of Beach. It's Don and Mike.
It's Charlie Sawtill time. He isn't late. He isn't late. He isn't late, but damn, he's horny.
Right?
A wonderful song, Don.
Right, that's my intro for you, Charlie.
Right out of the chute.
Charlie Stoffel, everybody, and time to talk movies with the mother chucker. Let's play him in.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico. Here's movie man, Charlie Stoffel.
Let me announce, before we get to Charlie, that we will be trolling for guys.
Yeah.
For strip trivia very soon. We have a full complement of 8, maybe 9.
Lovely women.
Lovelies, hotties for tomorrow's show. Guys, you'll have a chance to call shortly.
You know, before we get going, I would like to just very quickly, I know you've had this long list of people that have congratulated you on you seeing the light. Welcome.
Are you a member of the...
Welcome to the side of right in this country.
May I...
No.
May I side? Say... Shocker.
No.
Thank you, Rob.
Real shocker.
My God.
Welcome to the side of good, to all that is right in the world.
Listen, Mike.
Way right.
I know you think that this is going to be what pushes me back over.
No, I know you. Once you dig your heels, and I know you're not coming back over, I'm just enjoying the moment. Just let me enjoy the moment.
I am proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with my Republican brother, Charlie Stossel, as we fight censorship.
I am surprised he didn't bring you a little Richard Nixon figurine. I'm surprised.
I'll work on
bringing up one of those little things with the two victories.
Yeah. Made of plastic.
You know, that you can keep on your desk.
Charlie, I know that being a good Republican, I know you have a sponsor, and I know
always
you have some...
Out commerce.
You have some unscripted, off-the-cuff comments you'd like to start your movie report
with. Yeah, well, I'm brought to you, Don,
on by Doc Harry's. Try the crab cakes. They are excellent. I'm telling you. So is the chicken Caesar chicken pasta thing. That's also pretty good. It's not just a rib joint, even though it's called Doc Harry's House of Ribs. It's on Multiplex Drive in Centerville. Give them a call, 703-815-RIBS.
Just more evidence that you are plugged into that Hollywood community, Charlie Stossel. Way to go.
And before Charlie talks movies, three more words for our WWF story. And here we go.
Can I go first?
Sure.
Monkey. All right, I am going to throw you a curveball, Buzz.
Okay. Which is...
Wow.
Two.
T-O.
Okay, good.
All right. Your next three words to win the trip to the WWF SummerSlam are monkey, jizz, two, T-O.
T-O or two, T-O-O? T-O.
T-O.
T-O, so it's a continuation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I got it.
T-O. If it was two, it would have ended the, would have been a period.
We would have wanted it.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been appropriate. I was just double checking on that
good.
One.
Yeah. That could have been the end of the story.
Very good.
So, Chuck.
Yes, my brother.
Obviously, nothing new in the love life.
No, not looking. Not looking. Not trying.
Every week.
I'm just not. Every week. Other things going on.
You know,
other things going on.
I had a discussion about you. I guess it was a couple of nights ago.
Really? With whom?
With a friend of mine, a neighbor of mine, who was commenting on how right you were about some movie. I don't remember what it was. It was some movie you said you loved, and we would say this piece of crap, and he went to see it, and he liked it. And then the discussion got to, what is up with that guy? What's up with him?
With regards to?
Your sexuality. And I...
Oh, Christ.
Not meaning that you don't like women, meaning... How come, and I thought it was a valid question while I bring it up.
Okay, sure.
How come you don't want to pursue getting laid? How come you've given up getting laid?
No.
So, in other words, he was asking if he was like chairman of the gay Republican caucus.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, all right. Well,
now watch it.
He was just confused about his sexuality.
No, he wasn't confused about his sexuality. He is convinced that he likes Poon.
Okay.
But what he didn't understand was how a single guy who likes Poon would simply... Give up.
It's not giving up.
He said, how old is he? And I said, I don't know. Early 30s? How old are you?
36 now.
All right. Mm-hmm. I was wrong. I was giving you a benefit of the doubt.
Well, thank you. I look much younger than I am, no doubt.
I said, early 30s. And he this guy said to me, my neighbor said, if you were single and in your early 30s, do you think you'd be thinking about anything except Poon? And I said, probably not.
No.
Probably not.
It's very difficult to meet people when you are in your 30s. It's very hard. I don't drink, so it's not like I can go hang out at a bar.
You don't drink?
No, I'm going to Vegas shows. Hold on. Wait a minute, you don't drink except when you're with us. That's the only time I ever drink.
But you drink. I mean, when you say I don't drink, you know.
I don't go to bars.
You don't go to
bars?
Well, a lot of guys don't go to bars.
I don't go to places like that.
You socialize a lot, though.
I do socialize. I have a very tight-knit circle of friends that, unfortunately, all their friends are married, and most of them are married or with people. And there's a specific type that I'm looking for, and that's, I'm just not going to settle.
So you're still not laid?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
Can you jerk on at least?
Oh, please.
Okay.
Here.
You know, I think what you said a long time ago, I think you made some reference to the fact that you were just chilling out because you had found a lot of very bad experiences out there.
I've had.
You know, you were saying that you were convinced at one point that every single woman in Washington was insane.
Yeah, they are. And the problem is, too, I'm tired of dating the 22, 23-year-old girls.
Oh,
that is just not going to happen. And anybody who is close to... Hold on. Anybody that's close to my age...
All the good ones
are gone.
You are... A single, remotely successful guy.
Thank you.
I would understand if the word tired was replaced by only.
In the last,
I'm only dating 23 or 24 year old girls.
I'm tired of dating 22 year olds.
In the last 2 years, there has only been one girl that has totally knocked my socks off. The rest of them have had severe psychiatric problems.
Now, I was single after my divorce for a while, and I went through a period of time where I can understand what you're saying, where you have a few dates that just don't go so hot.
But, Mike, listen, I don't want to tell you tales out of school.
Yes, yes.
Just let me say, You never came in like this.
No.
You never, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You never came in and said, listen, that's it. I give up.
No, I never gave up.
For the most part, I can't say all of them. The ones that I have dealt with who I have had any attraction to are head cases.
I can't.
The last one I dated was not only with me, but with another guy at the same time I eventually found out.
No, I understand what you're saying because even though I wasn't in that situation, I did have a couple of times where I would say, even with, a sexual relationship, I would say, Jesus, I mean, is anybody normal out there? You do feel that way.
Yeah, but you still banged him, though.
Oh, yeah.
You still got laid, Mike.
Yes, I did.
Nobody normal left.
All right, so that's why you're not getting laid.
Mm. So you would rather, F a girl's mind.
Quality.
Than F her body.
I'd rather have quality.
Okay, I got you.
I dated a lot of dummies.
I have also with the dummies, and that's...
Nothing wrong with dummies, though.
I had a friend last summer, just all summer long.
God bless them.
Dummies are fine.
Yeah.
I mean, fine. Yeah. While you're dating... Really, in all seriousness, while you're dating the dummy, you're looking for the woman you're going to settle down with. Meanwhile, have fun with the dummy.
Right, bang the dummy.
The dummy.
Listen, he's right.
You have
the dummy and the psycho over here, and you, meanwhile, are searching.
Okay.
Don't get too attached to the dummy or the psycho.
Right. It's a long time now ago, but I remember he had plenty of dummies. He did. I mean, that's a compliment, Mike.
Thank you.
You had plenty of good-looking, really
compliment. Well, a variety of dummies.
Now, come on. It wasn't that. It really wasn't that many. There were
A few.
I do refer to it. I want to say I do refer to it as my dark period. You also remember when I was, when I went on the vacation and was abandoned down there? You remember?
Yeah, I know.
There were all sorts of weird things.
I know.
When you were
so
that
the
period.
First show has happened to you,
and
too.
I remember,
you're
you
looking
know,
out the window and the airplane
the
was
plane
taken thing. Off.
Yeah, because, it was not a half. I'm just saying I understand
however,
it's difficult.
With all of that, with all of this
and
man's hardship, he never came in and said, you know what,
also,
I'm giving up on getting
Mike
laid.
Also, giving up might be too strong. Mike also, though, what I do with my free time, it's a lot different than I'm sure what Mike did when he was single.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's not supposed to mean anything. Just I have a ton of things of activities going on, and there may
that might be a problem.
That might be.
Mm-hmm. I would make my way to a bar usually every night.
He did,
and it was extremely helpful. Some of the finest bars and restaurants in the Washington D.C. area.
I'm sure I could go into a bar tomorrow and.
You go into a bar when you leave the show today and meet a nice dummy.
A nice dummy.
You know, honest to God, I think really when you say something like bars, I don't go to bars. I think bars get a real bad rap.
You do.
We've done some of our finest shows in bars.
True.
I've had some of my best times in bars. bars are okay. Absolutely.
I'll work on it.
But you go to TGI, whatever it is.
What, Fridays?
Yeah. Like you couldn't find a nice dumb girl in there?
I'm sure I could find a nice dumb girl.
Well,
I know I'm married now. I'm happily married now. My buddy and I went up the street, right up to that. What the hell is the name of the
Bridges?
Bridges. We went right up to Bridges, and they were probably 20 somethings. Charlie, she probably wouldn't like them.
No,
but they were crawling all over the joint.
20 somethings is fine. 21 is not good anymore.
Wow.
Maybe.
Wow. Okay. I don't know.
Listen.
I think you need a talking to.
Inside the Stossel mind. You want to talk to a girl?
I'm just effed up.
You are.
You are, man. You really are. Here's a girl. Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air with the very messed up Charlie Stossel.
So I've heard.
God forbid you're hot and you're young.
Yeah.
Hot and young is fine, but there has to be something between the...
You're drawn to Charlie, aren't you, ma'am?
Oh, yeah. I've been listening to him for a couple months now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I bet he hasn't been laid once in the whole time you've been listening to him.
Maybe.
What's your name?
Stephanie.
Are you interested in Charlie Stossel?
Oh, yeah.
How old are you, Stephanie?
26.
26 is within the range.
Okay.
Celebrity you most resemble, Stephanie?
I look like a small-breasted Barbie doll.
Ooh, small-breasted Barbie doll. Wow.
I haven't had a doll in quite some time.
You want to get further into this interview? Ask her what she does, what she likes?
I would get
like...
there. What do you do for a living?
I'm in sales.
For a large company?
Yes.
How large?
I'm not sure.
Incidentally, for those of you at home that might be wondering why he asked for a large company, that's just to find out if she's not on the street selling apples.
What does it matter? What does it matter? Who cares if she works for?
Where do you live?
Does she have a job?
I live in Baltimore.
Baltimore.
And here's another thing.
Would you like to ask her what her party affiliation is?
I have had... What is your party affiliation?
It is Republican.
Ah, see, there you go. You have that in common.
The side of good. Now, in Baltimore, are you south, north, east, or west?
I'm west.
You're west. Okay.
See, listen, just...
No, hold on. No.
For a guy who wants to get his noodle wet, you ask way too many questions.
I tell you what.
Listen to this.
Have her... Stephanie, give your number to...
I mean, who gives a damn if she's north side, east side, west side?
No, you know, because...
You gotta sometimes ask questions, because sometimes you might go out with them, you're having a nice evening, and find out they're a stripper. I know a friend of mine had that happen to him.
You had no way of knowing that, Mike.
You're probably right.
You had no way of knowing. She didn't look like
it. She didn't.
She did not look like
a
stripper. Absolutely not.
I don't look like a stripper either.
That's wonderful. Stephanie, give your number to Lisa.
Listen to him.
I'll call you.
Okay.
I will call
you. All right, thank you. Hold on, please.
All right.
It's getting to be one a week for him.
That's what I don't get. If I'm you... And I'm walking around with a boner all the time.
But generally, I also do not go out and broadcast. I'm walking around with a boner, and then I'm on the show, and I keep a very low profile.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. Just trying to help. Just trying to understand.
I appreciate.
You know, you're not a homo. You do like girls.
Absolutely.
You can't tap into one of those co-ed softball girls.
I don't play. That's the church team.
The church team.
The co-ed team.
It's a good place.
You have a bag of church girl?
And maybe my past, but not like that was on the softball team.
The church would be another excellent place for you to try to get laid.
A lot of people have recommended I go to church to meet somebody, but I don't think God would appreciate me going into his house.
No, women.
No, yes.
God wants us to be fruitful and multiply.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean in the Catholic faith, right?
Man,
we go to church every week. My family and I, go to Episcopalian church. Some hot pieces of ass.
Don, give out my card.
Go to this church.
Give out my card.
Give out your card. Go to church yourself.
Don, how about if I come to church with you?
Go to church to try to get laid. I would do it to help you. Do you want to come to church with me and Freedom Bart?
Looking for women? You could call yourself, you could finally call yourself Uncle Charlie.
don't start on that.
I would, and you know what? All the people that my church... The thing that's cool about my church is that they know what I do, okay? And they don't judge me for it. They know
really?
Sure.
Unlike we.
They know that it's just a job, right?
Yeah.
They know that I say, God damn it, on the radio, but I go to church and I pray and I'm respectful towards God. Well, I guess my point here is, I'm sure that they would all know who you are.
I bet they would.
And all I got to do is throw out the word that I'm going to bring Charlie Stossel to church with me this Sunday.
Wear one of your nice DreamWorks polos.
Let all the women get their daughters together and some of the young hotties. And I bet I could have a nice smorgasbord of poon for you.
Maybe right as we walk out, they all just line up.
Yeah, but like that.
You're kidding. I'm serious.
You are. We'll talk about it, Don.
I swear to God, speaking of God.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
There are enough single women at the church where you'd be able to pull that for them?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking off the top of my head, based on the last time I went to church, when Fran Barber, 2 weeks ago. 4 or 5 hot ones. Right. Real hot, single girls.
Interesting.
And a couple of married girls.
God doesn't like that, though, does he?
Well, you know.
Yeah, I guess you don't have to tell him everything.
Right. He's a forgiving God. So, Charlie.
Oh, Christ.
Movies. What's new this weekend in the movies, Charlie?
You know, actually, it's a slower time of the year, but there are two very good movies that do come out this week. The first one is this Kings of Comedy. The original Kings of Comedy. This is a Spike Lee film. It was a concert film that was filmed at Madison Square Garden and here in D.C. at the MCI Center.
Promos for that are funny. I think those guys are funny.
Not only are the promos funny, but the movie is done differently than most concert films. Whereas you see a Richard Pryor film or a Martin Lawrence concert movie, or even Chris Rock on HBO, it's one camera that follows him across the stage.
Right.
And you occasionally get the camera that's looking up his nose. And you get the crowd shot. How Spike Lee does this movie is... He uses the camera in so many different ways to actually make the film interesting. He might pan across one of the guy's face while they're trying to make a point. And he might pan, zoom in or zoom out. The crowd shot's a little different. This is a comedy concert film that is different in the way that Stop Making Sense was different for a music concert film. Not, you know, that was...
Is it funny?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
That's all you want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bored.
I don't care about Spike Lee's camera angle. Just tell me, is it a funny movie?
It's good. It's very. Okay. I enjoyed it.
How many dolls do you give it?
And being the whitest man in America, 3. Three dolls.
Okay, very good. It's a strong review.
All right, what else is new?
The Cell.
Ah, Jennifer Lopez.
I mean, it looks like, you take Jennifer Lopez aside, it looks like a really fun movie.
It's a freaky, scary, well-written, well-directed, well-acted.
What was that movie with Tim Robbins where you see the head in the back of the cab going, you know, shaking back and forth?
Jacob's Ladder.
It looks kind of like it's got some of those special effects in it.
Much better than
this. Oh, cool.
It's a lot, again, like a Nine Inch Nails video. Jennifer Lopez is a psychologist who goes into the mind of Vincent D'Onofrio, who you might remember from Full Metal Jacket. As the one who goes psycho.
Right, Private Pyle.
Yes, he is a psycho in this movie who is comatose.
Wow,
he
wants so
to go
good at
into
that.
His mind to get some information that the FBI, an FBI agent in this case, played by Vince Vaughn.
Did you just say fudge?
Fudge.
I could say. Are you from the north side, the east side?
Don.
Do you like maple nut fudge?
Do you want me to just say the regular words?
Okay.
All right, good for you, Charlie. He just dropped the F-bomb.
Good for you.
He is an FBI agent who uses Jennifer Lopez to try to get this information. And while she is in his head, that's when you see all of these images that just are very odd, very different. It's scary. It's well-written.
It's scary. Are the images themselves really freaky, really scary?
I thought it was very good. It was surprisingly good.
Good.
And this is a movie that hopefully will find an audience. I'm questioning whether or not it's too weird, but it's very good.
You know, with her ass, they should call the movie The Smell, not The Smell. She is beautiful, but she does have the big ass.
She does.
She's toned down the office. She's gotten a lot smaller.
How many porcelain dolls do you give this up?
Four.
Ooh,
it's very
good.
That's your highest rating, right?
My highest rating.
Your highest rating.
Fantastic.
Very beautiful. And, I understand that you are making an appearance with Robert Spiewak this weekend?
Yeah, Rob and I.
Where are you going to be, boys?
Let's hear about this, everybody.
And now here's Rob Spiewak to tell everybody where they're going to be.
Yes, everyone come out to Bungalow Billiards in Chantilly. That's right at the intersection of 50 and 28. Downtown Chantilly. Yeah, that's right. Right in the metropolis, the bustling metropolis of Chantilly.
Be a good opportunity for some single ladies to come out and meet Charlie Stossel while they're shooting pool.
Absolutely. It'll be easy to find Charlie because he's going to be in the dunking booth.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'll be the best.
Charlie Stossel is really going to be in a dunking booth?
Charlie's going to be in the dunking booth. So, ladies, come out and take your best shot and meet and greet. It'll be fun.
And this is what time?
2 to 4. 2 to 4 in Chantilly at Bungalow Billiards. Yeah, it's going to be lovely. The weather's going to be great. I think they're doing some sort of volleyball thing.
All right, get out. He's really going to be in a dunking booth,
yeah.
Huh?
Yes, that's true.
All
right, bye, Charlie.
All right.
Bye, good luck.
Bye, guys.
Get some sex.
There he goes.
Get yourself some nice sex. Have yourself some nice intercourse.
Coitus.
There he goes. Yeah, coitus.
Ah, that was
coitus.
A great service. Well, thank you, Reverend. Like you to meet my friend Charlie Stossel. Ladies, he's right over here. Here you go.
I'm telling you, and I was not goofing. Mm-hmm. I would bring Charlie to church and introduce him to some of the single girls in church.
And I know you're not goofing, but I somehow still have to chuckle at the entire videotape I'm playing in my brain of that little circumstance.
Sure.
All right, great service, great sermon. All right, this is my friend
Charlie Stossel.
Uncle Charlie Stossel.
guys, it's your time now.
It's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite.
That's right, you patiently waited.
Full Frontal Radio.
All you guys out there, I know you're thinking about sex.
Trivia.
Most of you doing something about it.
And a room full of exhibitionists.
So listen, if you want to play strip trivia, guys.
That's it.
We have 6 spots.
We know they'll fill up quickly.
6 spots. And because we have so many guys calling, we'll start with the 100th caller when we get back from this break.
Excellent.
If you want to play strip trivia live on the show tomorrow, remember, first prize is the trip to the White Stallion Boner Ranch in Tucson, Arizona, courtesy of TBS Superstation. Second prize is $500 in cash.
All right.
We have 8, possibly 9 beautiful women playing the game tomorrow.
Fantastic.
We'll need 6 guys.
We'll get them in the blink of an eye.
Call now. We'll start with call 100, and only call if you can come down to play tomorrow. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down, with his pants down to his ankles, relieving himself.
Blow me.
I said, sir, this is not a bathroom. Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom.
Blow me.
A small room and a grown man defecating in that small room and spraying it all over. Imagine that smell.
Blow me.
But you can't hide it. It was very bad.
The authors of the Frosty Cookbook, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Blow me.
Listen, we have a big strip trivia tomorrow. You know about that?
Yeah.
That'll lead up all the show tomorrow. Everybody loves strip trivia.
All right.
Starting on Monday, we're going to be filling up the Big Joe DiCaprio Beach House Part 2.
Oh, man. And the second one of the summer. We're very excited about it.
This is where we get a beach house in Dewey Beach, Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful house. We supply everything. You live there for a week. This is Big Brother before Big Brother.
Right.
We've been doing this for so long. It's the real world before the real world.
Absolutely.
You live there for an entire week. Everything that you do is recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Homo Joe, who's the world's biggest tattletale.
He's fantastic.
Tells us everything that you do in the house.
Yep.
We get up to 10 people, total strangers, to live together. The lineup we're looking at now, besides the people who are going to call in to live in the beach house, of course, Homo Joe, Big Joe DiCaprio.
Homo Joe here.
Mr. 40.
Yes.
Mr. 40's in the house this year.
Has he confirmed he's going to go?
Yeah, Mr. 40 has called. He's going to be in the beach house.
All right, excellent.
The Nigerian nightmare, Timmy Obibine. And I'm pretty sure we're going to let Lisa go.
Very good.
Because she's dying to go.
Of course.
So those would be the four in-house players that we have.
They're going to have a good time.
Big Joe, Mr. 40, Timmy, and Lisa. And beyond that, we'll fill up the rest of the house with people who listen to the show, just regular Joes.
And have a great time.
And Josephines. And everything that they do, you will know about on the show. We will start that on Monday.
Cool.
Next Wednesday, we have a Las Vegas-style show at Nation. Come out and watch the last episode of Survivor at our Las Vegas-style show.
Yeah, that's great. We're going to let you come out and watch it, right?
That's the only way that we can fight the fact that we're doing a live show, a free live show the same night as Survivor.
Right.
We'll have it up on the big screen at Nation. When they announce the winner, we'll stop what we're doing, and we'll all watch it together.
Very good.
That's next Wednesday night at Nation in D.C. We've done shows there before. Mm-hmm. Anything goes at Nation.
Crazy.
They have never, ever told us not to do anything.
As a matter of fact, the show next Wednesday night might just be a bunch of people naked, sitting around watching Survivor.
Could be. Next Wednesday, don't cost nothing to get in. It's our way of saying thank you for listening to the show. See you next Wednesday.
Wednesday.
At Nation. Doors open.
I don't know. I can't tell you.
Get there early.
Get there early. Thank you, Rob.
Get there the morning of.
Get there early. That's next Wednesday night. You know, we also have our fantasy football draft this weekend.
Sunday morning, we're going to be picking our teams. And, you know, that's the buzz around the building. Everybody's getting real excited about it.
I've already got my lists ready.
I am, shocker. Totally unprepared.
You gonna get the magazine though?
No, I'm not gonna get the magazine. I was talking to some of the sports junkies. I'll be going on a couple of websites to prepare my list, and I should be knocking it out 8:30, 9 o'clock Sunday morning.
I'm already gonna be the big winner this year in the fantasy football. I know it.
How'd you do last year?
I was in the Super Bowl. I was the second best team.
Yeah, so you had a good season last year.
I had a good season last year, but this year I'm gonna kick ass because I have Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner is one of the best quarterbacks.
Yeah, he's the best quarterback, in my humble opinion.
I think you and I have two of the best quarterbacks in the league on our team. I think Brad Johnson's going to have a good year, too, if he doesn't get hurt. That's that's the whole thing.
Or if he doesn't stink to join up. Because if he stinks to join up, they're going to put Jeff George.
I think if he's healthy, he's going to play well. And you got to go with the teams that are going to do well.
I had a great moment with Lurch yesterday. I was walking out. And we're talking about fantasy, of course. That's all everybody's talking about. And I said, man, I can't believe you traded Kurt Warner. Because what happened was that he traded Kurt Warner, this guy Lurch, traded Kurt Warner to Bart.
Right.
For Bart's first round draft pick.
Right.
I then traded Bart, Kurt Warner, for Edger and James.
Mm-hmm.
I said to Lurch,
I'm the big winner in fantasy. I know it, that Kurt Warner's going to have a great year. How come you let him go? Mm-hmm. He said, well, I wanted to protect Marvin Harrison, whoever he was protecting. He said, I didn't know you wanted Kurt Warner. I said, of course I wanted Kurt Warner. I said, I would have given you my first and second round draft picks for Kurt Warner. And he got real mad.
Sure.
He said, well, why didn't you tell me?
Right.
I said, well, why should I tell you?
You just ended up giving him a running back for your quarterback.
Yeah, I ended up just pretty much trading Adrian James for Kurt Warner. I mean, that's a great deal.
You know, in years past, there's been a lot of talk about the fantasy draft, but I find this year a lot of people playing it pretty close to the vest. A lot of people want to talk about it, but they're keeping their.
Did you get the email? It's catered.
Yeah, by the Chicken Out people.
Chicken Out is
very good. Excellent.
And I can already tell that there's going to be two teams this year that no matter what happens, they blow. And those two teams are going to be...
Based on the guys that are protected?
Yes. Tech Radio, they protected... The one guy they protected was Jason Elam.
The field goal kicker.
The field goal kicker for Denver.
You know...
They suck.
You know... It's rough. If you've got a roster where the only guy you can protect is a field goal kicker.
And listen, I'm sorry. I love him. He's my favorite sports junkie. But Eric Bickle, your team blows when you have to protect Emmett Smith.
Yes. Yeah, I thought that when he told me that yesterday.
Those are the two.
So.
I got the email today with all the protected players, and I thought, boy, everybody's protecting good guys, except who are the morons protecting a field goal kicker? And then I got down to EB, where he's protecting Emmett Smith.
They didn't have anybody on their roster more worthy of of protecting?
I guess not. Even Larry protected somebody good. Even Larry was able to protect Stephen Davis.
Now, I got the email that said there might be some new scoring rules this year where we get points in a different way. Did you get that one where he was talking about? I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work, but
I'm all for that. Like I said, you would get more points for a punt return.
Yeah, and defensive thing.
Yeah, if your defense is stingier, you get more points. I'm all for that.
So we're all ready to go, and I got to admit, I'm still flying blind. I just go in and I try to do the best I can. I'm hoping the quarterback's going to work for me.
I'm ready. I'm totally ready.
You got your list completely prepared.
I'm such an idiot. I have lists. I have the quarterbacks. I've already got Kurt Warner, but beyond that...
Yeah, you got to have a backup.
I've got them in three separate groups. I've got the guys who are starters, who would be my backup if Kurt Warner gets hurt. I've got the guys who are backups, who would be strictly a backup. And then I've got my last desperation guys. Guys like Moses Moreno from San Diego.
Who do you have rated as your highest running back? Or do you want to let me know that?
Mm-mm.
It's a secret.
I don't want to let you know. I'm sorry. I've got 56 running backs rated, though.
Right.
I've got, I think, 87 wide receivers rated.
That's cool.
I'm ready.
That's
I'm good. Totally ready. So that when it comes up, when it's my turn to pick, I'm just going to go to my list. And say, he's the highest rated athlete I have available now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I'll take him.
Yeah.
I'll take him. What?
That's what everybody's going to do. You know, I mean, you sound very confident, but everybody has a list, and everybody's going to do it. And
But not everybody will make a list on...
As good as yours.
No. Not everybody will make a list on their own. A lot of people...
You are so serious about...
A lot of people...
Yeah. You were looking at me like, I'm not... I'm just having fun with it. I'm just having fun with it.
A lot of people would just take the list out of the stupid magazine and say, look at that. Yeah, he's good. I'll take him. I've really got my list.
Do you think you put more time into it than the cakes?
No.
Nobody does.
No, I don't.
I said to Cakes the other day, this is something really that... a lot of people do that. I think a lot of people in our league won't. I think I'm one of the people that'll just, go on the net and download a list and that'll be it. I said to Cakes, I said... How are you doing with your list? And he kind of gave me a little frown and said, I'm 80% done. and I was just speculating as to how many hours he was putting into it.
This is how pathetic I am.
Right.
You know what? I swear to God when I did this.
How many hours have you put in total?
Total?
Yeah.
15, 16, 17.
Wow. That's amazing. That's
a lot of time.
But you did well last year, so, I mean, you got the track record.
You know what I did this morning? Mock draft.
No!
Swear to God.
You made made fun of him with his mock draft last year.
I did the mock draft.
A mock draft.
I did a mock draft of the first two rounds based on now that I know who guys are protecting.
My God.
Who I think they're going to pick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but I mean, you did well last year. We'll see if that.
I'm a fag geek. Forget about it. That's the worst. What?
How did Cakes finish last year with all his preparation? How did he do?
Middle of the pack.
Yeah, middle of the pack.
If he really invested some time, he might do well.
Mm-hmm. He had a problem with injuries.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Oh. I was a great example 2 years ago of the fact that even somebody who puts the minimum effort into it can occasionally get to the Super Bowl.
You know,
if you
that's right.
Because it takes one good player to have a great year. It really does. And I think Big Gum Jim would be an example of someone who...
He had Randy Moss and Randall Cunningham.
You're dumb luck, and he went there. But, we'll see what happens. Mock draft, you've taken it to another level this year.
I have you taking Terrell Davis in the first round, incidentally.
I would say that's not an inaccurate little assessment there.
Okay.
You know something?
That's who I have you taking.
That he'll pick be, number seven?
He'll be there at seven.
How's the knee? You're not going to tell me that.
You'll take him at seven.
Really?
I would take him at 11.
Yeah.
I've got the 11th pick.
No,
I don't think he'll be there.
It's very good. Your mock draft.
My mock draft.
You must have had a crystal ball in that mock draft. He's one of my favorite. Now, why did you think Terrell Davis did? Was it based on anything other than...
You have a quarterback.
Right.
I thought the first position you would draft for
would be running back.
That there's plenty of wide receivers. There's not that many good running backs.
And it's not like I would go differently now to, just to say you were wrong. Terrell Davis is... there's certain running backs that I've had a history with on my fantasy team that I can't stand. That I wouldn't... You know, they might have great years. They still have great numbers. But they never did anything for me, so they're out of the running. Curtis Martin is an example of that. He never got a lot of points.
Well, he's used goods. Yeah. I was thinking of him. I traded him to you.
And Terrell Davis, bingo.
Yeah, I take him. I would take him at 11. I don't think he's going to be there at 11, though, Mike.
Not if I draft him.
I think he's going to be there at 11. I know who I'm taking at 11. You know what I should do? I should write it down and put it in an envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And then see if it comes true. See if that player is available at 11.
Yeah, write it down and see if from your mock draft, and then see, compare it.
I will.
We are. Now
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
I'm joining the land of geekdom here now.
Tomorrow, I'll just bring you my first round of the mock draft.
Okay. All right.
And I'll just show it just to you.
Yeah, because you know it doesn't. I mean, you can show it to anybody. It's not really going to affect
how you pick. Just to you. I trust you.
Of course, with me, though, I will, I'll probably, commit it to memory and use it. You know how I steal from everyone at the draft? Because really, I like to put the minimal effort into it. I put the maximum effort into making Bloody Marys for everybody on the day
there
of the draft.
There you go. And you're great at that.
Yeah, I am going to do it. I was thinking about not doing and putting more time into the actual player selection, but no, I'll be making the BMs.
Good choice.
Very good.
Listen, we've totally forgotten about strip trivia. My apologies. We have guys probably very pissed now.
Nah.
Sorry about my stupid fag mock draft. But we should have been taking our calls for strip trivia.
Did it in your war room.
The first two rounds, the first 24 players. Got it.
Did you have a football phone?
And your ESPN.
Hold on.
Lease. You want to know the real sickest thing? That I'm considering a couple of trades that I might make.
Right.
That I have the number 11 and number 13 pick, and I'm thinking about dealing one of them. I have a mock draft based on the fact that I might trade one of those picks. I have a mock draft with me at 11 and with me at 13.
Wow.
I mean, as my only pick.
Right.
If I trade down for other picks.
And you're going to be prepared when you go deep into the draft? Because that's when I lose it.
And
for anybody that doesn't prepare, they know this is true. When you don't prepare and you just, download the list, when that happens and you get... It's fine at the beginning, because the beginning, let's be honest. I mean, there are a certain number of players, everybody drafts them. When you get further in, where the players have names that I don't know, and then you get even further in, and all you guys that know about football have trouble knowing the names that we're talking about.
My list is pretty deep. Who's that, Robbie?
John Auville.
Mr. John Auville, the only man, it sounds like, who's preparing more than you are.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey guys, middle of the pack.
How did you finish?
I lost in the semis to Don. I had an injury-ravaged squad.
Brett Favre
throwing pickles left and right.
He made the playoffs.
Still was in the mix.
All right, he made the playoffs. All right, my apologies.
That's
and
okay.
The year before, John, how did he finish the year before?
The year before, probably struggled.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned it.
But
Hey, Johnny.
Looking for a bounce back year.
Are you doing a mock draft?
I did not approach your level of geekdom this year. No mock draft for me.
Oh, come on. Do one so we can compare.
I could possibly do one.
Do one. Do
Maybe
one.
I'll do one and I'll show it to you at the station when I get there.
All right. Well, just bring it in tomorrow. I'm
okay.
I'm bringing mine in tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Bye, Johnny.
Yeah.
And, hey, John?
Yeah.
Any of those lists you have, you know, just the stuff you download?
Yeah, you just want an extra?
Yeah, thank you.
I'll bring it to the draft.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
See you guys.
Bye.
That's what I did last year.
Johnny Cakes right there.
The lay of the land.
I always forget my homework.
Just another speed bump on our way to never getting calls for strip trivia. Sorry, guys. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Thank you for waiting. Hello, who is this?
This is Sean.
Sean, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the road. I live in Hagerstown, but I'm heading home now.
Sean, in Hagerstown, Maryland, do you want to play strip trivia tomorrow?
I would love to play strip trivia with you guys.
Beautiful. How old are you, Sean?
I am 33.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been told Russell Mulcahy, but I don't see it.
Who is Russell Mulcahy?
The professor from Gilligan's Island.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, I'm looking forward to that.
Russell Johnson?
Russell Johnson.
Russell Johnson is his name, but...
Break me off a piece of that.
Never mind. The professor from Gilligan's Island.
Man, now if we could only get the skipper.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jim.
Jim, you want to play tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
Really? Can you make it? You sure?
Yes, I can.
How old are you?
I am 33.
Please turn down your radio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For the love of Christ, who died in a skybox for you.
I'm in my car.
Okay. And who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been told Macaulay Culkin.
Fantastic. Okay. We've got the professor and Macaulay Culkin.
Hold on, please.
Way to go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'm trying to get on strip trivia.
You made it. What's your name?
Spence.
Spence, where are you from?
Springfield.
Thank you for listening. How old are you, Spence?
28.
Who do you think you look like?
Maybe Jan Michael Vincent.
I like the way this game is shaping up.
3-3.
Younger Jan Michael Vincent.
Younger Jan Michael Vincent.
Right, without all the scarring.
Not that the older one isn't bad.
Hold on, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, guys. It's Scooter from Mobile.
Hey. Oh, Scooter, you can't play. Come on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to play strip trivia.
Right, you made it. What's your name?
Richard.
Dick, where are you from?
Manassas.
Right, how old are you, sir?
I am 32.
Who do you think you look like?
Young Bruce Willis.
A young Bruce Willis.
We're putting together a dream team.
You sure you can make it down tomorrow?
Are you damn right?
Okay, hold on, please. Like hearing that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm ready to take my clothes off.
All right, who's this?
This is Andre.
Andre, where are you from?
I'm from Rockville, Maryland. I have nothing to do tomorrow.
How old are you, Andre?
21.
Celeb you think you most resemble?
I've been told Brian Austin Green.
Brian Austin Green.
Pretty boy.
Very good.
All right, pretty boy.
I wish. I don't think so.
How many is that, Mike?
Five.
Five? Okay, we need one more then. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Who's this?
This is Big Dave.
Big Dave? You calling for strip trivia?
I am. Hey, but listen, guys. Can I be the backup?
Why? Why do you want to be a backup?
I want to come down. Screw it. I'm not backup. I'm in. Hook me up.
No.
Big Dave.
Not thick enough. Sorry. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Inky.
Yeah.
Hi. It's Matt.
Who's this?
Matthew.
You want to play, Matt?
Heck yeah.
How old are you?
21.
Who do you think you resemble?
People tell me Eminem.
Eminem.
Oh, now listen.
The dream team is complete. That is a perfect group of guys. And you know what? We better get one backup.
Very good.
Just in case.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I want to play strip trivia.
Okay, you're going to be a backup, okay?
Okay.
If all the other guys show up, you just get a prize.
Cool.
But more than likely, one of them won't make it.
That's right.
What's your name?
Rick.
Rick, where are you from?
Sterling.
How old are you, Rick?
35.
No way.
Yeah, way.
You're really 35?
Swear to God.
You sound 11.
What year were you born?
64.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you do?
I install computers.
Pardon me?
Install computers.
Oh, listen, this sounds like a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah, you have the year right.
Well, he could have done his research, though.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think you most resemble?
Adam Sandler.
Who do you install computers for?
Who? I'd rather not say that.
Why?
I'm not going to say the company I work for.
Why? Because you're going to be down here naked?
Of course.
All right.
Well, we'll check him out tomorrow.
Yeah. See, and I was going to ask him questions about computers, but even kids know more about computers than we know.
That's right.
Even pimply-faced kids know more.
You're 32?
35.
35,
he said.
35.
Really? Who was your favorite band? Who was your favorite band when you were about 10, 11, or 12?
10, 11, or 12? Kiss.
Oh, all right. That's the right answer.
You didn't hesitate with that one.
Hold on. You're in. You're the backup. You're the backup.
Great.
Hold on. All right. There you go.
Yeah.
There's our group.
Eminem and Bruce Willis. And
the professor from Gilligan's Island and Macaulay Culkin.
Wow. Fantastic.
All of those guys down here tomorrow playing strip trivia, along with Bethany, who is a Sarah McLachlan lookalike. Kathy looks like Molly Ringwald. Andy looks like Anna Nicole Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Colette looks like Sandra Bullock. Susan says she looks like Sarah Michelle Gellar. Amy looks like Jennifer Grey. Maria looks like Jenny Garth. Jackie looks like Brooke Shields. And Daisy is just hot.
Plain hot. And, of course, in the other room, the radio version of Studs.
Right. That's the lineup for tomorrow's strip trivia. It'll be a good one. And right. You don't want to miss it. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for waiting. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't. So you will listen to every damn word I have to say.
Broadcasting under the watchful eye of Carmine, the CBS hawk. It's Don and Mike.
Yeah, that's one of the, I think we forgot when we were mentioning all of our contestants. I think we had an Adam Sandler in there also.
We did. That was the guy that you thought was 14 years old.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, I think you guys ought to have a representative of the fashion down there. Somebody that looks like Jeremy Plump.
A large black man?
That's right. Look like I'm not as big as Sherman Clump, but people say I look like him.
You know, we should have a brother on.
I'm sure.
All right, you're in. Hold on.
All right.
Hold sold.
Good.
Hold on a second. That's the two words that immediately will get you on strip trivia. Sherman Clump.
Thank you.
And did you hear the bad news? He's going to do a Clumps 3.
Big mistake. Huge mistake. Forget it. I mean, the last one wasn't as funny as the first one.
Okay, guys, just ahead of Jeopardy, which we're going to do today.
Right.
Instead of tomorrow because we have a strip trivia. Let's do some more words for our WWF SummerSlam trip.
Mm. Beautiful words.
We're in dangerous water now.
Okay.
All right, let me just familiarize myself with the script.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah,
we are in danger. You know, I agree with you there.
Slather. Slather.
Mike? I apologize. On to.
And Buzz.
Our. Oh, you are.
Here's your next three words.
I didn't expect that one.
Slather onto our. Keep the story going. We'll ask you to call in shortly and win a free trip to Raleigh to go to WWF SummerSlam.
That's great.
Now, a Friday treat that we're going to do one day early. Hey. No secret of the fact that I saw the movie Space Cowboys.
Right.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
We had Tommy Lee Jones a few weeks ago. Today, let's welcome one of the other stars of Space Cowboys.
How are you?
Yeah, good to be here.
Hey.
Bet you're glad I'm a Republican now.
I surely am. I'd just like to thank him for voting Republican. I think it's a damn good idea. You're a damn fine man, and I just want to give you your props right here on national radio and tell you you did the right thing. The Garner family salutes you. I'm going to stand up right now and give you the big Jim Garner salute. Way to go. Congratulations. You're using your noodle, Don, and I'm real happy that I don't have to kick your ass across the state line.
I tell you one thing, though. Out of all the four old farts in that movie where you got Tommy Lee Jones, Clint Eastwood, Donald Sutherland, and this guy James Garner.
Right. Not sure I like the term fart.
There's a scene where you guys are nude and you see your asses.
Yeah.
You got the worst ass. I mean, I'm no homo.
And I'm the oldest guy.
But you got the worst ass out of all those guys.
And I think I should point out, it wasn't always an old-looking, tired ass. Actually, in my day, when I was playing cowboy roles, it was a pretty darn good ass. I I'll tell you that right now. Can I remind everybody a little health message? Get your prostate checked. Oh, real important. And when I get my prostate checked, I want two fingers, not one. I like the pressure. That's the way I like it done. I'm sorry. That's my message for all you older guys. You both are over 40. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes.
Time to get the prostate checked.
You ever had the three-finger check?
I don't mind that. I actually have several doctors that have tried that with me before, and I approve of it. I like to feel the pressure. Always real important to feel the pressure. When I button my pants, it's the same way every time. I hike them up 2 inches above my belly button and lower. Any lower makes my testicles ache. And what's with this cell phone schmelt phone? I saw a guy on the train the other day, and he's on a cell phone. Do we really need that kind of thing? I'll tell you right now, if it's not attached to the wall, it's not coming up to my ear. Not necessary, all the newfangled technology that we have to waste our time with. I think it's totally inappropriate. I really do.
You ever tried a cell phone?
A cell phone? Of course not. I'm worried about getting brain cancer. Not going to do that. It's not natural. You want a phone, you got to have a cord on it. It's got to be stuck into the wall. You got to crank it up. And
you probably liked it on Andy and Mayberry, right? Where you would call and ask Sarah to connect you with somebody.
I enjoy Andy and Mayberry. It's a good wholesome show, good wholesome family show, and that's why people do that. I'm Jim Garner, and I'm setting my ways. That's the way it works each and every day, and I'll tell you right now, I don't want to mess around with any politics or any of that crap right now, but I'll tell you one thing about that Elian Gonzalez kid. They should have...
What?
I agree with sending him back to Cuba. You should have done it, though, with about 40 or 50 nuclear warheads. Right up a Castro's ass, okay? That's what I wanted to say. I feel strongly about that. I really do.
You do, Jim.
I don't care for people coming into this country or going out of this country when they're not supposed to, okay? If you want to go home, sure, go home, and send that bearded dictator a giant 2x4 right up his poop chute. That's what I'm telling you right now. You heard that from JG. Just remember that. That's the way.
Wow.
And I have some last minute wishes too, okay? If I die, I want you to...
Which could be any time.
If I die, I just want you to know my list of last wishes is in the closet under my Mitch Miller records and next to my Goody's headache powders. I want you to find them, and I want you to do everything that I ask you to do, and I'm asking you to do that, Don. Do you think there's any chance you could do it before I have to kick your ass across the state?
No. So when you die, you want me to go to your house, talk to the widow gardener.
Surely.
Get the Goody's headache powders.
Goody's headache powders. My wife will do whatever you want because that's the way I like her, okay? I like my women just like I like my living room. I like them clean, and I like them not to give me a lot of back talk. It's got to be quiet. Quiet and clean. That's the way I like a woman. Nice and quiet, not a lot of lip, and clean as a whistle. You can eat off the floor, you can eat off the wife's belly. That's the way I look at it.
What if your wife ever gave you any back talk?
I'll tell you right now, she'd go down to the root cellar for a good 2 hours. Then I'd come down later and I'd say, you want supper? You got to come up and make it. That's what I'd tell her. That's the way we do it. And I got my 3 meals all lined out every day. Every single day, it's the same thing. You want to hear about them?
I remember this the last time you were here, sure.
They're important to me every day. Steak for breakfast, a burger for lunch, and prime rib for dinner. If I'm hungry before I eat, I go to bed, I eat a roast beef sandwich.
But isn't he one of these guys who used to do the ads for meat, and then you had like a heart attack or something?
Problem. That's right, I had a severe heart attack, but it didn't keep me away from the rare roast beef. I'll tell you right now, I enjoy my beef, a nice side of beef. It's the only thing you can eat. That's what I enjoy. I go out to a restaurant, they give me this newfangled potato dish, and I said, I don't want that. I want rare beef, put it on my plate, don't overcook it, and serve it to me right now. And then afterwards, I go and have a nice BM.
How did you feel making this movie, Space Cowboys, where you are the fourth on the pecking order? I mean, even Donald Sutherland gets a higher rank in the credits than you do.
Well, I'll tell you, it didn't bother me. He's a younger guy. He's made more movies recently than I have, and I'll tell you.
How sad is that when you say Donald Sutherland is a younger guy?
He's a young man. He's in his 60s. I'm in my 70s. All he did all day long was sit on his laptop right there, and he always said, you got to go online. Go on the net. Go on the net. I'll tell you right now, the only net I want to go on is the fun one that's going to take... I'm having a mental breakdown, having a stroke right now. I was just going to tell you, the only net
you want to go on,
the only net that I want to use is the one that's pulling a trout into my canoe. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That's exactly what I'm talking about. But I think that Donald Sutherland, if we can be honest, kind of floated on both sides of the river, if you know what I mean.
You think he might have been homo?
Well, he sure sounds like it. Don't you think so? Have you seen his movies? Have you listened to what he does?
How does he talk?
Oh, he does this all the time. And I'll tell you right now, I don't care for him, and I kept my eyes on him the whole time. time.
Do that
no
again.
No problem with Clinton, Tommy Lee, but Donald Sutherland, I think you're right now. I think he's getting ready to make an end run on me, and I wasn't going to tolerate it. I was going to kick him right in the ass with my alligator cowboy boots.
How does a homo talk again?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you right now, I didn't care for the guy. I didn't like him. He's a Canadian, and you can't trust him. North of the border, south of the border.
There.
Absolutely. If it was up to me, we'd put a 14-foot wall around the entire country, barricade our borders, put crushed glass up on top so nobody could jump in or get out. If you're here, you stay. If you're out, see you later. Enjoy your life in another country.
You don't know how similar we really are.
And I have another point I'd like to make. When we start helping the commies, what's this about going to help those Russians in the sub? You leave them down there, all right? They belong in Davy Jones' locker. I'll tell you right now. We go to help those Russians. Next thing you know, they'll be crawling on us like ants at a picnic. I don't want it. They got to stay down there. The sub broke, they got to die. That's the way it is, all righty? You're not one of those tree huggers, are you?
Oh, no, I hate trees.
Environment. Come on now. I'll tell you right now. You can protect whatever bird you want, but know if it comes on the Garner Ranch, it's going to get shot. That's just the way it's going to work. That's right, son. You're for me on that one, and I appreciate that. I'll tell you right now, all this snow owls and this owl and that owl. If the owl flies into my barn, I'm going to shoot it between the eyes. I'm going to blow its head off.
Do you watch Survivor?
Nah, I don't care for it. Don't like TV. The TV gets in the way.
Don't like TV? You were on TV.
Nah, the TV. I was on TV. It's how I make my living. I don't like all this newfangled stuff with the kids these days. They got the piercings. What's this with a pierced labia? Pierce your ears. No need to pierce your private parts. Makes me sick to my stomach. What's the matter with these kids today, anyway? I don't understand that. A pierced labia. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of in my entire life.
It can be
life.
Beautiful.
It can be beautiful. My goodness, what do you need to put hardware down there? All you need is software, if you know what I mean. And I'll tell you right now, I've had software for about the last 5 years. Total complete software, absolutely. Where's my goodies headaches powders?
You know what I want to ask you? Maybe you can relate to this. And give me an unbiased opinion.
Surely.
Buzz is the oldest person on this show.
Really? Well, it's good to see you.
Buzz is in many ways the James Garner of this show. So just give me your opinion on the topic I'm going to throw out.
Oh, you throw away any topic, I'll deal with it. I'll hit it. You throw me the pitch, I'll bat it out of the park for you.
Baby strollers.
Baby strollers?
How do you feel about that?
Oh, they drive me nuts.
Yeah, me too.
How can people have the inconsiderate attitude of rolling a baby stroller? I'm sitting there trying to have my hamburger that I eat every day at the same time, sometimes with cheese, and this lady comes by, rolls her stroller in with a screaming brat there with no consideration that she's sitting next to a 72-year-old man. I said, lady, I'm eating my burger. Get it out of here. I want the kid and you out.
Mm-hmm.
Out right now, and I got my boots on. I'll kick your ass right out of the TGI Fridays. I swear to God. And she left post-haste. What's another thing you want to ask me about? I'm standing by to answer all the questions as honestly as I can, but we got to make it quick because I got to get back. I'm getting a big steak dinner. I'm having a porterhouse tonight.
How you feel about Rockports?
Rockports are the best shoes you can wear.
Hey.
I'll tell you right now, when I'm not wearing my cowboy boots, I slip into a nice pair of Rockports with a Velcro strap. I pull it right across as tight as I can with a nice firm insole. It keeps my feet from turning blue, and they turn blue occasionally when I wear my cowboy boots.
Huh.
I have blue toes. Big, puffy, ugly blue toes with nail fungus on them.
So does Buzz.
Yeah, it's very difficult. Absolutely.
I'll
tell you right now, Rockport shoes are the way to go.
Yeah.
And they come in a variety of styles and colors. They're fantastic.
Don't you think they're comfortable?
I think they're fantastic. Yeah. I think you're a man after my own heart, but I heard something about you.
What would
you do that swinging thing?
No.
That's a legend.
Let me tell you right now, there's nothing that disgusts me more. I am disgusted. That is not what you're supposed to do. You take a woman, you grab her hand, you keep her quiet and clean, and you don't swing or do any of that sordid stuff. I suppose the next thing you know, you'll talk about having sex in the anus.
When I was young,
devil's work. What's your name? Burbank?
Yes, Buzz.
Mr. Burbank, this is James Garner telling you that's the devil's work. If you go anywhere near the anus, it's the devil's work. Why it smells so bad. For God's sakes, it's common sense. Use your head.
Didn't you do wild stuff when you were young?
I didn't do any wild stuff. I was straight and narrow, always have been, always wore my button-down shirts, and wore my cowboy boots and my Rockports. I didn't go near any anuses out in Hollywood, and I wouldn't do it today.
You're lost.
God knows there's lots of anuses in Hollywood.
Now, I'll tell you right now, I wish the kids these days appreciated the finer things in life. All you need is a good piece of beef, a roll of quality toilet tissue, and a full tank of gas. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I do.
Absolutely. That's good. He goes near the anus, doesn't he?
Why do you think they made it sound?
Listen to the word. Anus. Anus. It doesn't sound good, does it?
Speaking of, I might have a message for you, Jim.
What are you going to do?
And how do you feel about
this? What's he doing with the microphone?
Wait a minute.
Hold on a second. Oh, my God. For the love of God. Did you just break wind?
Yeah.
Oh, that's without question the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. You're not allowed to do that.
Sure, and that's...
These are the free airways of the United States of America, and you took your rectum and put it right on top of the microphone.
That is sponsored, that live fart.
What do you mean it's sponsored?
That fart was sponsored by Egar's, the best cigar site on the planet, www.egars.com.
I'll tell you right now, I am totally offended, but I'll tell you, you know, we used to fart a lot when we were on the sets of different TV shows that I did, and I feel right now that I have the privilege as a 72-year-old man, if I want to break wind, you let me fart wherever I want. Let me do it as long as the day is long. I'll tell you right now, I like to lift up my cheek and let it go. So I say more power to you, son. Is your stomach feeling better now?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. If you release the gas, you don't want to hold it up. It's very bad for your insides, and it wouldn't even help if you had the Goody's headache powders. Do you like Goody's headache powders?
No, if I have a headache, I take... You know, like an Excedrin or something like that.
No, you got to take the powder, put it in a glass of water, it dissolves, and it gets right to the cerebral cortex. You're going to enjoy yourself if you do the powders. All right, I'm going to leave a few with you. I got a few packets right here in my boot.
Oh. I don't want the headache powders out of your boot.
They're right there.
Oh.
Yeah, they're a little dog-eared around the edge, but it doesn't matter. And I'll tell you right now, why is everybody so hung up on the death penalty? I hate to talk politics, but I'll tell you right now, I think we should bring back the guillotine, don't you? Chop their heads off. If you steal my eggs... Chop your head off. That's the way it's supposed to work. I'll tell you right
now. Did somebody steal your eggs recently?
Oh, I sure did. I was out there on my ranch, and somebody came in when I wasn't there. I was out shooting a movie. A guy came in, walked into my kitchen, opened the refrigerator door, took my eggs. I think he should be beheaded. How do you feel about that? I think it's a good idea, don't you? The guillotine right in the town square for everybody to see. See how many people would be stealing eggs and they did that. I'll tell you right now. They wouldn't steal any more eggs if somebody's head was chopped off and go, what'd he do? Took Garner's eggs and we chopped his head off. And he's dead now. Put his head up on a stick and let all the kiddies see it. That's the way I feel about it. Yeah, you think it's a little right wing. I don't. I think it's a good idea. I truly do.
Is this how you live life out on the Circle G Ranch?
The Circle G Ranch, the Garner Ranch, we always do. And I tell you, a firm lecture never works as well as a firm boot in the backside. That's the way I look at things. Absolutely. You kick them in the ass, they're not going to give you any back talk. And I tell you, if they steal your eggs, put their head on a spike in the middle of the yard.
You're going bald, right?
I'm going bald. Everything's starting to fall out. My veins are blue. I got varicose veins. I got gout. My hearing's pretty much shot. But I'll tell you, I'm still setting my ways, and I still could kick all your asses across the state line because I'm wearing the boots that are going to do it.
We're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy now with James Garner. If you want to play, I'm pretty sure we need two contestants at 877-365-3636. Let's see if we can get anybody calling with pierced genitalia.
Oh, now, come on. You know I don't like that. There's no pierced labia. You're going to go take that over to Anus Man over there. I tell you, it's not acceptable to me, but I suppose I got to do what you young kids are doing today.
Yeah,
go ahead. If you got a piercing in your labia, go ahead and give us a call.
All right, we'll take the first two calls at 877-365-3636.
Someday I'll tell you how I like to wear women's underwear.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
Constantly pursuing the split-faced hair shark.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, I, for one, don't care for that kind of talk.
Jim, have you heard that we're giving away on today's show a trip to WWF SummerSlam?
I love the wrestling. I enjoy it. I think it's great entertainment. I hope everybody enjoys it.
All of your favorite WWF superstars. Let's do a couple words in our story.
Absolutely. Can I play the game with you?
Yes. For everybody who's been listening to the entire show today, I'll go first.
It's a nice story. I tell you, I think I'm getting the gist of this story right now, and I mean the gist.
Throbbing.
Mm-hmm. Buzz? Swollen.
Jimbo?
Engorged. Glad to help, fellas.
Thanks, Jim.
The words would be throbbing, swollen, engorged.
Those are your words.
done.
We're almost done with the story.
I'll tell you right now, you're a collection of real dirty birdies.
Well, thank you, Mr. N. Gorge.
I'm so glad I could help you. I just like playing the game. Sometimes I don't mind the locker room chat. Makes me feel good.
Somebody wins the WWF SummerSlam trip on today's show. Now let's play Low Budget Jeopardy. Here is crotchety old man James Gardner.
All righty, now don't rush me. Hi, diddly hi. This is Jimmy Gardner, and I'll tell you right now, we'd like to welcome our contestants for Low Budget Jeopardy. First of all, let's talk to a guy that does some dirty work for all of us. He's a sewer worker from Greenville, South Carolina, and we'd like to introduce Benji Burns.
How you doing?
Hey, Benji.
All right.
And now entering the studio is another individual who says she's self-employed and isn't that great, working out of home from Spokane, Washington. Let's say hi to Karen Rickard.
Hello, Karen.
Hi, James. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine and happy to have a lady. Are you clean?
Yes, I am.
Attagirl.
No piercing.
There you go. Now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. I'd like to tell you we're serious about our rules here. Benji and Karen, no screwing with LQ.
LQ.
Let's make a big welcome, a JG welcome to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Jim, and hello, Benji. Hello, Karen.
How you doing?
Kids, don't forget to answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing clip-on tie, suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. Let's be playing the game. That is El Cooler, Chris Master, and always call him James Garner.
And for the sake of promotion, I'll call you the number one space cowboy.
Brett Maverick.
Yeah.
Jim Rockford.
Attaboy. You're talking my language now.
Yes, sirree.
You're losing me. That's it. That's
well, F. Ross Johnson.
F. Ross Johnson, Barbarians at the Gate. God love you, Don, for saying that.
You may have given away one of the answers right there.
Well, isn't that exciting? I'll tell you right now. F. Ross Johnson. I'll shut the hell up about it now. That's always what makes it interesting when we do live radio.
Let's play the game. Karen, we like girls better than boys. We'll start with you.
I need the categories, please.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Karen.
Thank you. I am a some.
Hold on, I'm trying
to.
Oh, dear.
I am a shum dit.
A shum dit.
A shum dit.
Well, I'll tell you right now.
I'm a rucking freetard. I should have given you the categories first.
Well, I'll tell you right now that I'm sucking phenyl. Thank you very much, Don. Time for the categories.
Here they are. Survivor.
I don't care for that show.
Celebrity news.
Oh, like celebrities.
Name that corporately owned NFL stadium.
Don't care for football. Don't watch it at home.
James Garner Mania.
Now we're talking something special.
States and capitals.
I like that. I think education is valuable, and I think everybody ought to own a gun.
Survivor. Celebrity news.
There you go.
Name that corporately owned NFL stadium.
Absolutely.
James Garner Mania.
Good stuff.
States and capitals.
Very good.
There they are. You got me, Karen. We will start with you.
Okay. I'll take Survivor for one, please.
He was kicked off the island last night.
Who is Sean?
Sean, correct.
That's $1 for you, Karen, but I think it's much ado about nothing. Go ahead, sweetheart.
I'll take Survivor for two, please.
She was our surprise guest yesterday.
Who is Jervis?
All right, Benji, here's your opportunity to steal.
Who is Colleen?
Colleen, right.
$2, and Benji, you're in control. Let's see how the sewer worker does.
She used to listen to us when she was 8 years old.
8 years old, God love her, isn't Youth Grant.
Survivor for three.
The number of people who have signed up to be part of Survivor 2 in Australia?
About 100,000.
That was not even in the form of a question.
All right, Karen, here's your opportunity to steal.
What is 500,000?
Nope, 50,000.
Wouldn't that be a casting call? 500,000 people clamoring to be on a TV show. Benji, you're in control of the big bad board.
One for football stadium.
What was that, Benji?
One for football stadium.
Football stadium.
Okay. Name that corporately owned NFL stadium. I will tell you the name of the team, and you tell me what the stadium name is, okay?
Okay.
Washington Redskins.
What is RFK?
Karen, here's your golden opportunity to steal.
That would not be a corporately owned stadium. That would be a dead guy, RFK.
What is MCI Center?
That's so cute because you're a girl. No, it's FedEx Field.
And speaking of dead guys, I think you might be looking at one right now. I think I might be dying.
Okay, I'll
just
take
thought I'd pass that along. All right.
Do you think you might be ducking fine?
Yeah, I think I might be ducking fine. I really do. I really do. I think that I might be having a hucking dart attack.
think I screwed that one up. All right, Ben.
He understood what you meant, though.
You're in control.
Football stadium for two.
Miami Dolphins.
What is Joe Robbie Stadium?
Now, again, not unless there is a product named Joe Robbie.
Is that another dead guy, or is he living?
No, he's dead.
All right, Karen, your chance to steal.
Pro
Player Stadium.
There you go. You know them all, and they're on the category. And, Benji, let's see if you can pull one into the win column.
Three for football stadium.
San Diego Chargers.
I pass.
You pass.
You pass it.
Well, you couldn't come up with a dead guy?
There's the buzzer, and Karen, it's your chance to steal. Let's see how you do.
What is Edison Field?
No.
No, 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 no. Qualcomm Stadium.
How is Edison Field? That's terrific.
Cell phone.
Ah. Qualcomm. All right, Benji, you're in control.
All for Celebrity News.
Celebrity News. Okay, here you go. Good luck. This movie star rescued a mountain climber in his helicopter last week.
Who is the guy that was on Star Wars?
Karen, it's your chance to steal.
I'm sorry, I have no idea.
Not even after that great clue?
No.
No, Benji, you were right. If you just had his name, it's Harrison Ford.
Pretty boy, pretty boy, pretty boy. Harrison Ford.
Only about 10 years younger than you.
I'll tell you right now, never did his own stunts. He's a super wussy, and I could still kick his ass across the state line. Benji, you're in control.
Two for Celebrity News.
Helen Hunt is separating and divorcing from her husband. He's one of the voices of The Simpsons.
Who is Bart Simpson?
Karen, it's your chance to steal.
Oh, I know this. I can't think.
Hank Azaria.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, there you go. Lucky, lucking foozer. All right, Benji, you're in control.
All for Capital State.
No, Benji, you got to finish out the celebrity news.
Three for Celebrity News.
This child movie star is splitting with his wife of 2 years.
Ass.
Was that ass?
Yeah.
Did you say ass?
Ass.
Ass.
Yeah.
Keep shoveling
ass.
No. Yeah, what this guy, I wanted to say the S word. Keep shoveling ass, because that's what this guy's job is. He works, doesn't he work?
Good at it.
A sewer worker. You're good at it.
He's good at it.
Way to go, Benji. And Karen, your chance to steal.
Who is Macaulay Culkin?
That's right.
What was the dollar value? I'll tell you right now.
Three.
So sucking fenile, I can't figure it out. $3 for you,
that
Karen.
Was three.
Time to move on.
Okay. Let's try James Garner Mania, please.
There you go. It's a fine category.
I was trying to figure out a way to say keep shoveling S, but they both start with the letter S, so you can't do that.
Sure. You couldn't do that at all. I'll tell you that right now. I'm trying to think of a way to say it myself.
You could just say, keep fuveling sheeshies.
That's true. You could do that.
Keep puveling shoop.
Yeah. Or you could
right.
Or you could sig through dit.
That might be the winner.
There you go.
Keep singing through dit.
Singing through that dit every day, each and every day.
All right, James Garner Mania. Here you go. His breakthrough hit TV show in the 1970s.
What is The Rockford Files?
Right.
$1, Karen, and I'm enormously pleased you got that one. I'm rooting for you now. Go again,
great,
darling.
Fan. Okay, James Garner for two, please.
Lame movie he co-starred in with Jack Lemmon.
Benji, here's an opportunity for you to get on the board and also show you know my work.
What is Space Cowboys?
No, that's my current film, Benji.
My Fellow Americans.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. Right now. I wish I had my special boots when I go out to the stable. I'll call them right now. I'm trying to figure out what they are right now, but they're fantastic. I call them... I call them my...
Are they your kit chicken boots?
My... I can't do it like you can.
Your kit chicken boots.
My kit chickens.
Yes.
Absolutely. You got it, Don. Thank you. We're in dangerous territory. Karen, you're in control.
I'll take James Garner for three, please.
Great HBO cable feature in which he played president of a tobacco company.
What is F. Rock Johnson?
Way to take the cue. We even screwed up and gave it to you. Benji, your chance to steal.
Come, Dunny.
Don't know it.
She was a cum dunny.
I'll tell you, Benji, you didn't know it either.
The film's called Barbarians at the Gate.
That's it.
I was pretty damn good at it. I don't.
You were excellent at that.
That's right. Karen, you're in control.
Okay, states and capitals for one, please.
All right, the last category on the big board, and here you go, Karen. It is the capital of the great state of Alabama.
What is Montgomery?
That's right.
$1 for you, Karen. You're smoking along now. Go ahead.
Okay, states and capitals for two, please.
Capital of Ohio. Sorry to hit you with such a tough one.
Benji, your chance to steal.
What is Cincinnati?
Benji, I'll give you another shot.
What is...
Take your time. Unlimited time. Go ahead, Benji.
Unlimited time?
Well, you know, relatively speaking. Take another shot.
Take another shot?
Yeah.
Don't answer a question with a question.
It's not Cincinnati.
What is Columbus?
Columbus, yeah.
Wow.
$2. Hey. He used his time well. And Benji, you've got $2 and you're coming on strong.
I was playing 100. It was going to be Cleveland next.
Way to go, Benji. And now you're in control of the board.
All right, Benji.
States and capital for three.
It is the capital of the great state of Illinois.
Illinois?
Yes.
That would be Springfield? Oh, what is Springfield?
That was not in the form of a question.
What a shame. He would have taken the lead. Now, Karen, here's your opportunity.
What is Springfield?
Springfield is correct. $3, and mercilessly, we have gotten to the end of the first round of the game.
You know what? They did okay.
They hung in there, and I think they did a fine job.
They did okay. Jim, what is the score as we head to final low-budget Jeopardy?
Thanks for asking, Don. Karen's got $9. Benji's got a total of $4 in the Brainiac edition of low-budget Jeopardy.
You know, compared to recent weeks, this is a Brainiac edition.
Absolutely.
Low budget Jeopardy.
Absolutely. Everybody's got their thinking caps on. I believe you.
Thank you. Hold on a second, please. We'll be back to finish this up in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
2000 show gone crazy.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right? What the hell is that all about? Talking like that. There's no call for that. You're on
God
the airwaves.
God damn it. God damn it. God damn it. God damn it. We got a great show. God damn it. Got a great show. God damn it.
I can't feel my right arm.
God damn it. And listen to tomorrow's show.
What do you got happening tomorrow?
Strip trivia.
What would that be about?
That's where we get listeners, men and women. They come down, they play like Trivial Pursuit, and they take their clothes off as they lose.
How's that?
We're going to have 16 people in studio tomorrow.
Wait a minute, taking their clothes off?
Mm-hmm. 15 of them will end up totally naked.
I don't approve of that at all.
Listen to this lineup, Jim.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Rachel looks like Sarah McLachlan.
Not sure who she is.
Sean looks like the professor on Gilligan's Island.
Now, he's a good-looking fella.
Kathy looks like Molly Ringwald.
Ah, she's a good actress.
Spence looks like Jan Michael Vincent.
Now, he's a genius.
Andy looks like Anna Nicole Smith.
Fantastic.
Richard looks like Bruce Willis.
Ah.
Colette looks like Sandra Bullock. Andres looks like Brian Austin Green.
Don't know that name.
Susan looks like Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Ah, you got me lost on that one, too. Oh, my.
Matthew looks like Eminem.
Eminem, he looks like a candy?
Amy looks like Jennifer Grey.
Jennifer Grey, that's Joel Grey's daughter.
Rick looks like Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, I know his work.
Maria looks like Jenny Garth.
No talent.
Vic looks like Sherman Klump.
Oh, the Eddie Murphy film.
Jackie looks like Brooke Shields.
I know her. She's been in the business since she was a little girl.
And Dixie says she looks like Delta Burke.
Ah, there you go. Oh, Delta Burke.
Delta Burke. That's the only warning flag I can see.
Ah, there you go. Well, I hope you have a good time. You won't be having as much fun as I'm having tonight at the Lone Star Steakhouse with Wendell Hall and off to the shooting range.
Well, it's going to be a great, great strip trivia tomorrow. Before we finish up Jeopardy.
Yeah, very good.
Let's get back to this WWF story.
Excellent.
Because I feel a winner coming on very soon.
All righty. It's kind of convoluted, isn't it?
Buzz?
Oh.
And I'd like to wind it up on this salvo with these three words.
Turgid.
Jim.
Trembling.
Wieners.
Wieners.
Let's all have a hot dog. There you go.
Yeah, that's the story. Now, don't call now, please.
What a beautiful story it is.
We'll ask you to call in a few minutes.
I tell you, you're all perverted.
If you've listened to the show this long, hang in there. You'll have a chance to win the trip to WWF SummerSlam coming right up. Your last three words are turgid, trembling, wieners.
Don't worry about it, boys. We all have our Hollywood kinks, too, so don't worry about it. Sometimes I like to be called a pretty girl. I do indeed.
And we have Final Low Budget Jeopardy now with Benji and Karen.
Call me a pretty girl.
You're a pretty girl.
Thank you, Don.
Are you ready, kids?
Very good.
Ready.
Yes, ready.
All right, here's your category.
I'm
good
a
luck.
Pretty girl.
Final Low Budget Jeopardy, and here you go.
Very exciting.
Oldies but goodies, that's your category.
And that's what I am.
And here's the answer.
Very good.
The combined ages of the four stars of the movie Space Cowboys. Jim Gardner, Tommy Lee Jones, Clint Eastwood, Donald Sutherland. I'll give you a hint. The number of the combined ages between 250 and 300 years old.
I'm the prettiest girl at the prom.
The combined ages of those four actors. Give it to me in the form of a question and good luck.
Thank you, Don. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive one of my ear hairs. You know, every day I produce more and more coarse, thick ear hair, and every day I have to pick them out, and every day I'll give them away. So sit tight and get set to get a genuine Jim Garner ear hair, and if you're really super deluxe lucky, sometimes my coarse, thick ear hairs have just a tiny little bit of wax on the end of them. Collect them, give them to your friends, and now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek to Rob.
And we thank you. All right, now the final category is oldies but goodies.
Very good.
And it's the combined age of James Garner, Tommy Lee Jones, Clint Eastwood, and Donald Sutherland.
Fantastic, Don.
Between 250 and 300 years old.
I'm all excited about this one. I tell you, I truly am.
We want to talk to Benji first, right?
Rainy Benji. Go to him right now.
Benji.
Yes, sir.
Your answer, please.
What is 283?
283?
I'm sorry, Benji. That knocks you down to zero.
Sorry, Benjamin. Karen, if you have the right answer, you're the winner.
Okay, what is 263?
Oh, Karen. So close.
Oh, what a shame.
260.
Oh, no money given away. What a shame, what a shame. And now that's the end of the Low Budget Jeopardy.
260 years of acting and badass ability. It's the type of game that only Ken Stevens and Alan Line 1 would really love because we're giving away no money. Sorry about that, Karen. Sorry about that, Benji.
That's okay. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, James.
Now, thank you. It's been a pleasure doing business with you.
You are both great players. Now, here is James Gardner, to tell you about the prizes you won. James.
Thanks a lot, Don. You both won a pair of full-grain leather cowboy boots by Justin Boot Company and a TBS Superstation High Noon branded denim shirt, just like the ones I wear. TBS Superstation proudly presents the Superstation original movie, High Noon, at 8 p.m. this Sunday, but wait. There's more. You won a WWF prize pack. See all of your favorite WWF superstars turn up the heat at WWF SummerSlam Live on pay-per-view on Sunday, August 27th. Call Comcast or Cox Cable now to order, but wait.
Still more.
I'm not going to read that.
No, read it.
I don't approve of the show. Can't give it away. All right, I'll do it.
Read it.
Well, you've won a Sex and the City prize pack.
You ever see the show?
Don't care for it. Don't believe sex should be on TV.
Do you know what it's about?
Sex and the City, probably about intercourse.
Four single girls living in New York.
Oh, lesbian intercourse.
No.
Oh, come on. You're lying to me. I'm an old man. You're trying to pull the wool over my eyes.
They love meat.
They like meat?
They like meat.
Oh, fantastic.
No,
right.
They like man meat.
Oh, I thought you were talking about steak.
You know, coitus.
Oh, coital relations.
Yeah.
That's what I told you. I don't like it. I don't care for it, but I'll give it away. Don't miss the hottest and sexiest show on TV, Sex and the City, this Sunday at 9 p.m. 8 Central, only on HBO. If you try to bring it into my living room, I'll kick your ass across the floor.
Do you even have HBO?
I don't have the HBO. I got my rabbit ears. I got my three networks, CBS, NBC, and ABC. That's all I need. Never needed anything more.
What about Fox?
No, I don't care for the Fox. Don't get that in. It's at one of the high channels out where I live. I'm out in the ranch in the desert. The desert southwest.
UPN?
UPN, I don't even know what that is.
WB?
UPN? Are you asking me about my bodily functions?
All right, Karen, Benji, hold on. Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
And James,
you.
As always.
Always a pleasure, Don.
Great seeing you.
Thank you, but just keep the sex talk down to a dull roar, and I'll see you on the flip side.
Always remember and never forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
We're unincorporated, and is distributed by King World. Check out my hairy dishes. Pretty cool.
He's a very pretty girl, James Gardner.
That was indeed something I didn't expect from him.
You know, one of these times, we're going to explore that with him.
Good. He just makes an occasional reference to it, but he doesn't go into a lot of detail.
The sexual side of Jim Gardner.
I was worried about being the prettiest girl at the prom.
Hey, it's time for news and comment now.
Yes, it is.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There is Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
You're not going to believe this. President Clinton, target of a new investigation.
Well, thank God you're off the submarine story. That's all I can say. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
For news and comments.
Coming
up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
On the Don and Mike Show. That was very...
very professional.
Oh, and we have not asked you to call yet for the story. Got to wait a couple more seconds. Hang on.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Prefer masturbating in the morning. Don and Mike.
Oh, I'm so ready for strip trivia tomorrow.
It's going to be fantastic. So ready for it.
By this time tomorrow, we'll be down to the final two.
There'll be some naked people in here by this time tomorrow.
Or maybe final three or final four.
Absolutely.
Oh, Christ, it'll be great.
Fantastic.
Let's go to Guy Burley now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. President Clinton is the target of a new investigation. No sense moving forward when we can drag the country backward again at taxpayers' expense.
I love it when you editorialize.
President Clinton is being investigated by a grand spanking brand new grand jury. Same old charge, just a new grand jury. The charges that Clinton lied about his affair with Monica when he testified in the Paula Jones case. Independent counsel Robert Ray wants to see if we can indict the man on a criminal perjury charge once he leaves office. And word of this comes out on the same day that Vice President Al Gore speaks at the Democratic Convention.
Well, I believe in what Mr. Ray has to say.
Oh, my God.
Because I love Mr. Ray's hair weave.
Mr. Ray!
You don't hear those anymore.
No, you don't.
They were the greatest.
Anybody who's lived in D.C. for a long time remembers those TV commercials.
Are you upset with your hair? Hair. Come to Mr. Ray's hair weave. Mr. Ray's hair weave. For brand new lifelike hair.
Yeah, and he's this strangulated guy. Sounded like he was like 900 pounds.
Mr. Ray Hairweave. Mr. Ray.
Quoting a White House spokesman, the timing of this reeks to high heaven. A Democratic Congressman Charles Rangel says he's calling it a Republican dirty trick, and he says that if Clinton were to die, they'd probably dig him up for this. Today we learned that the tapping from inside the stranded sub stopped on Tuesday. And as you remember... not since Tuesday have we heard that. And as you may remember...
no more tapping.
Stopped. The Russians have said the sub would run out of oxygen on Friday. Well, the rescue ships from Britain won't be there till Saturday, and the ships from Norway won't be there till Monday.
Well, you know, and I saw a report on the news say that the Russian people are pissed.
Yes, they are.
And they should be pissed.
They have every right to...
because
the Russian Navy mishandled this completely.
They know that it was just a moose and squirrel say we can handle this on our own.
Mm-hmm.
They know that everybody else in the world wanted to help. Helped them out on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
A week ago.
The first day, you said, you know, we don't want any help. And then a Russian general coming out and saying this is very, very grave. And, you know, I mean, I guess they didn't care.
Again
today, the U.S. offered help. Again, no answer. And you're right, the Russian government has not been truthful about this disaster, either to us or to their own people.
Yeah, but their people know. Their people are pissed.
Yes, they do. And the people of Russia are not happy with their president's handling of this. He's been on vacation all this week. And didn't issue a statement about this until yesterday.
Yeah, Putin.
They said, welcome to the evening news. Nothing about the submarine. You all get to wait in line for toilet paper.
Great to be in Russia.
Now there are four. We're down to four contestants on Survivor with the surprisingly dim Dr. Sean voted out last night. Where did the 12 weeks go? Next Wednesday night, a two-hour finale that'll include three tribal council meetings and two immunity challenges.
We'll be watching all of that at our Las Vegas-style show, Ad Nation.
You know what was cool for me last night? Because I was getting Don to tell me everything that went on, because I was in a restaurant, I couldn't hear the sound. When it came time for decision time, I was sitting with my friend Brett, and I said, look around the bar. And over in the bar area, they have the TVs on, mm-hmm. and I'd say 20 or 30 people, everybody, frozen, staring at the... You really know when there's a smash hit. It was hot.
It was really cool to watch.
Everybody loves it.
They think that more than one out of every three Americans will be watching the finale of Survivor next week.
Hopefully lots of them, Buzz, will be at Nation.
Yes.
Or we'll be doing a Las Vegas-style show. A show, incidentally, that we do free
yes.
for our listeners, even on nights mm-hmm. with the biggest TV show of the year.
Plus,
you know, why don't we just schedule the next one for Super Bowl Sunday?
Absolutely. Yes, but we have nudity.
Yes, next Wednesday night, and we'll have naked people on stage
so
watching Survivor.
Yeah, you'll know. You'll be in the loop. You'll know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it.
The live one-hour town hall meeting that follows will include all the castaways, including Greg, who has otherwise refused to make any appearances.
And remember, you can't videotape a Las Vegas-style show.
Absolutely.
You can videotape Survivor.
Mm-hmm. And that hour, we now know, will be hosted by Bryant Gumbel, that town hall meeting. Jeff Probst.
Oh, my God. Please.
Jeff Probst.
Jarvis, how do you feel? Yeah, great. Richard, what do you say when people say you're kind of a dick? Yeah, thank you. Kelly, what's with the nose? Great, thank you. Yeah.
Brian Gumbel, what was Julie Chang not available?
Oh, yeah, apparently they've learned. Jeff Probst.
Several. I have some questions for you. All those bumps on your rags. How did you get rid of them?
Judy, I'll take over from here. Thank you very much. Rudy, how many strokes do you have on the island? Thank you. Good luck to you.
Jeff Probst will make a videotaped appearance, but he's in Australia getting ready for Survivor 2. So, there's 3 hours of Survivor stuff, and in some cities, it'll be four. If you count entertainment tonight at 7 Eastern and Pacific, followed by a half-hour special on some CBS stations at 7:30, that has it in Eastern and Pacific time zones running from, 4 hours, from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Unbelievable.
That might be
a bit
pushing
much.
Pushing it just a little bit.
For people who just can't get enough.
I think, do you realize that since our show runs at nighttime in New York City on WNEW, mm-hmm. probably next Wednesday night...
Mm-hmm.
We could say every dirty word in the radio.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about the guy we're not allowed to talk about.
Uh-huh. Right.
We could do anything.
Right.
We could stand up and crap on the console,
mm-hmm.
and no one would know because nobody's going to be listening to the radio next Wednesday night.
Yeah, on evenings like that, it's a cherry time slot. Absolutely.
Great Britain and not the U.S. may be the first country to clone humans. Yesterday, the British government announced it'll consider letting scientists there explore embryonic stem cells. Those are the cells that later specialize by becoming either bones or organs or parts of the nervous system.
Frankenstein!
Scientists hope to grab these cells before they specialize so they can be used to produce organs for transplantation.
There it is, Bob.
That's our cloning sound effect.
It's alive.
They want to make insulin for diabetics, skin for burn victims, and so on. The Brits say they won't allow the technology to be used for making babies. In this country, there's a ban on federal funding for human cloning research, but independent labs are allowed to do what they want. The Vatican today condemned all of this.
Hold on there, Buzzy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm calling at the SummerSlam fan.
Pardon me?
I'm calling at the SummerSlam contest?
Yeah, not yet.
I'm waiting, guys. I'm trying to get through to you guys all day.
Okay, listen. You've been listening to the show since the beginning?
Yes, sir.
And now you're listening all the way at the end?
Yes, sir. I'm listening to your little mono radio I got here.
Show ain't over yet.
I know.
Hey, listen,
I'm listening to you guys.
That's kind of the desired result of this contest.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
It's called Forced Listenership.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. Embrace it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'd like to know if you still have that contest for the WWF.
Listen to this.
Okay.
Way to go. You know when something's hot as, you know, it's hot as that.
Will everybody just please wait? We'll tell you when it's time to call.
Well, where I'm at, they cut you off. You just got cut off. They put on a Miracle Baseball.
And where is that?
Florida.
Florida.
Oh, Miracle Baseball. That's where all the televangelists play baseball.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you're going to need a miracle to win then.
I
can't help the fact that the local station is jipping you.
Right.
But I know it. I've been listening.
Okay, well, listen, I just have two initials for you. T.S. Thank you, though.
But this is Marcus.
Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Miracle Baseball. Oh, I'll tell you, Jerry Falwell just brushed back Oral Roberts with a high slider.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about Mr. Ray from Mr. Ray's Hair Weave.
Mr. Ray's Hair Weave.
Yeah, you know what happened to him?
No.
He ended up chopping up a woman about 120 times.
Oh, my goodness. I hope that's an alleged...
No, that's statement. True. No, he's still like, in the psycho ward.
It sounds like an urban legend.
No, I'm telling you, it's the truth. Okay. I partied with the guy.
You know where you lost your credibility is when you said, you know what happened to Mr. Ray? And then you waited, and you would have waited till Monday at noon.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Listen, let's wait no longer.
That's not funny, Rob.
Oh, it's not.
I'm not reading that.
Okay.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, sometimes he's too evil for you.
Yeah, you know, he loves giving me the jokes that he doesn't have the balls to say himself.
Right.
Go ahead, stop saying. No, don't.
Okay.
Don't.
He was diving in because you told him to.
Let's do try to give away the trip.
Can I see what he put on here? Did he throw it away?
Sprinkled it up. I'll tell you in the break.
Okay, tell me in the break.
Just go tell him right now.
Whisper it in my ear.
Whisper in his ear. While you're whispering in his ear, I will tell you.
About Mr. Ray.
We have the story. Phone number 877-365-3636.
You're evil. You are totally evil.
I mean, it's funny.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's very local.
It's funny, right, but I don't want to be the one to say it.
No, neither do I.
Oh, right.
No.
And then I thought, well, let him say it himself, but no.
Absolutely.
You're getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Listen, if you got the story, call. Because you win a trip to WWF SummerSlam.
Woo-hoo!
To see your favorite wrestlers. We'll start with call 100. Good luck. Lines are open, 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.